With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Following President Trump's phone call with Minnesota Governor Walz, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says it's President Trump's hope and wish and demand that the resistance and chaos ends today. Referring to anti-ICE protester deaths in Minneapolis, Leavitt suggests that some Democrat politicians have blood on their hands.
This tragedy occurred as a result of a deliberate and hostile resistance by Democrat leaders in Minnesota. For weeks, Governor Walz and the mayor, Jacob Fry, and other elected Democrats were spreading lies about federal law enforcement officers who are risking their lives daily to remove the worst criminal illegal aliens from our streets.
The BBC's Peter Bowes says Mr. Trump is taking action that he hopes will help to defuse the situation.
The president has now sent his border czar, Tom Homan, to meet with local politicians, a move that's widely seen as trying to de-escalate the situation. But Donald Trump is showing no signs of backing down over his immigration stance. But now the political fallout may be prompting a rethink over tactics.
Some congressional Democrats are threatening to block Homeland Security Department funding, and that could trigger a partial government shutdown at week's end. The historic winter storm may be gone, but its impact is far from over. Schools and some businesses remain shuttered, airline passengers dealing with flight delays and cancellations, and dangerously cold temperatures persist. Investigators trying to figure out whether the weather played a role in a plane crash in Bangor, Maine. Seven of the eight people on board the private business jet were killed. President Trump travels to Iowa later today. He'll be in the Des Moines area to talk about affordability. Wall Street Dow features down 43. This is SRN News.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-366-6161. That's 800-366-6161. 800-366-6161.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Now we're looking at the VW Parkway first off this morning. Roadway is clear. All the lanes are open. The shoulder areas again today could be an issue if you have to make an emergency move one way or the other. They're going to be slick spots. We know that's going to continue. Major highways looked at everything this morning. All the major interstates are good to go. Getting to the interstates again today will still be a problem. There's a lot of ice. There's a lot of snow cover yet, so right now we're not looking at any big problems through the area, but much more traffic on the roadway early, and there is a wreck downtown. It's right at City Hall at Fayette Street at Holiday Street. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off icy on your Tuesday morning. Weather alert still for the frigid conditions. Wind chill numbers near zero. As we head toward the afternoon, plenty of sunshine, not as much wind, and highs in the 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 9 degrees in White Marsh and 8 degrees in Joppa Town at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinnie Steele. The past winter storm is resulting in more closures. All Baltimore City public schools and Baltimore County will be closed today, as well as the central office, because of ongoing cleanup from the past storm. Baltimore County says government offices will be closed because of hazardous road conditions, and the liberal leave policy is in effect for all non-essential state workers starting at 10 a.m. today. In addition, Aberdeen Proving Ground closed. Anne Arundel County schools are are closed today and tomorrow. Anne Arundel County District Court is closed today, along with county government offices and circuit court. Carroll Community College opens at 11 a.m. Carroll County government operations begin at 10 a.m. Carroll County Health Department opens at 10 a.m. Carroll County schools closed. CCBC, all campuses are closed. Cecil County schools closed today. Harford County government opens at 10 a.m. and Harford County schools are closed today. Maryland state government opens at 10 a.m. with a liberal leave in effect until end of day shift. McDaniel College opens at noon today. McDonough School closed. Stevenson University closed. Towson University is closed, along with their northeast campus. UMBC is closed, and University of Baltimore is closed today. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 917. The pick 4, 4753. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Sean Casey with Vinny Steo, CEO of your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Vinny. For the past 9 years now, you've been on WCBM helping families plan their next big move with your exclusive programs. And for those planning ahead this year, what's your best advice?
Yeah, Sean, 9 years and thousands of great stories. Our local market is stabilizing, which means home sellers need to be more prepared. With our Fix It to Sell program, home sellers can receive a free market evaluation to determine if repairs are even necessary. We have buyers in our database looking for homes that need work, but if they choose to do repairs, they can let us pay for them up front, and then they simply reimburse us when the home sells. Our Fix It to Sell program provides home sellers with a list of the best repairs that will yield the highest return. Work is performed by licensed contractors at our negotiated pricing to ensure you're getting the best deal.
That is such a great program. Call or text Vinny right now at 410-709-7550. 410-709-7515 or VinnyStio.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Ravens offensive coordinator search continues under new head coach Jesse Minter, who will be in Baltimore this Thursday to meet the media. Front runners, as you know, are Cliff Kingsbury, formerly of the Commanders, and the Bills' Joe Brady. Yesterday, though, Baltimore requesting an interview with Bears offensive coordinator Declan Doyle, who worked under first-year head coach Ben Johnson. Baltimore will also interview Lions wide receiver coach Scotty Montgomery, who's been on Dan Campbell's staff for 3 years. Montgomery previously was receivers coach at Maryland, hired by Mike Locksley in 2019. He was there for 2 seasons. Warm thoughts this morning after the snow, sleet, and freezing rain pounding. Spring training right around the corner. New Oriole Pete Alonso, appropriately nicknamed the Polar Bear, on what O's fans have to look forward to this season.
Like, if there's a certain brand of baseball, the type of game that we want to play. I guess you could call it like the new Oriole way. And I think that's going to be a really huge part of why we're going to win games.
If you don't mind dumbing it down for us, what's the new Oriole way?
You'll find out. You guys will find out when you start watching us play.
And that'll be starting in 15 days when pitchers and catchers report. Coming up in 30 minutes, Eric DaCosta divulges a key reason why Jesse Minter was hired. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Tuesday, January 27th,
2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up on the program this hour, higher energy bills are on the way for the month of February. That's not going to make many of us happy, that's for sure. Maryland Democrats are protesting a video out on the Baltimore ICE facility, calling it utter depravity. Oh, the nerve. But our top story here today, it's 8 degrees right now. Jeez.
It's 8. It just sounds funny.
Am I going to get sued by Lamar Jackson because I used the number 8? And it wasn't.
Oh, I don't know.
In reference
no easy
to him.
On us, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. But we start off with a little bit of mirth, but we have a very serious and sad story to report. And this, I chose this because this is indicative. This is symbolic of today's Democrat Party. They have bent over backwards to protect illegal aliens in this country. They opened up our borders to let them in, okay? And we're talking about just not people here for economic opportunity or want freedom or are fleeing religious persecution. We're talking about people that...
pretty evil folks.
Yeah. Murderers.
Mm-hmm.
Rapists.
Child molesters.
Child predators.
Mm-hmm.
Kidnappers. Gangbangers. Over 350,000 children went missing. Down in Bullock County, Georgia, the sheriff there announced charges against an illegal alien that, I'll let him tell you the story.
Today we're here to discuss an arrest made yesterday afternoon of Kenneth Moreno Guzman, a young female victim, 11 years old,
yes, sir,
who was forcibly raped. This individual, through the investigation, we're able to identify him, and as a result of the investigation and being able to locate him yesterday, he's been arrested. Y'all have the list of charges to include rape, stat rape, child molestation, multitude of charges. Y'all can post those as you see fit. But basically, this happened early morning hours of the 12th. He came in to this family's home and forcibly raped this 11-year-old girl at knife point. So he was in possession of a knife when this happened. And like I said, after the investigation, we were able to find him yesterday, and he's in the jail. And without going into a lot of other detail, you'll see the list of charges includes 2 counts of aggravated assault. One will be on the 11-year-old victim, who is also the victim of the rape. One will be on the 11-year-old's sister, who was 10, who was in the room. And the Guzman, the arrested, also threatened the 10-year-old girl with a knife.
So there you have it. This is the... you were talking about utter depravity. You want to talk about the Chairman Joe and the Reconquista open border types in his administration let this monster into this country. And he went on to rape an 11-year-old girl at knife point and threatened her and made her 10-year-old sister watch. Okay? This is who the Democrats are protecting. Just not in Georgia and Maryland, in the entire country. And remember the story last week about the 5-year-old allegedly detained by ICE? ABC lied about that? Where are they on this story? Where's ABC, CBS, NBC? Where's the NPR, PBS? Where's the leftist media when they were very quick to say a 5-year-old was illegally detained by ICE, which was not the truth? Here you do have the truth. As we just heard from the Bullock County Sheriff, 11-year-old raped at knife point while her 10-year-old sister was forced to watch by an illegal alien monster led into this country and protected by the Democrat Party. So that's why we have ICE in our streets.
Amen.
613 traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Icy Johnson.
That's not the only reason we have ICE. There's a little thing called the temperature below freezing.
Yes, there is.
Isn't that snow fun when it's crusted?
Yeah, when it's was an iceberg getting out of my court this morning.
Oh, my God, it's like dynamite.
It was so hard, the plow couldn't even move it.
No. I've been watching some of the areas where they plowed. And we made a lot of progress right here at 50 at the I-97, where yesterday they just couldn't seem to get everything out of the way. Even the ramp here is still not completely clear as you merge in from 50 and then go straight across towards, eventually over towards Davidsonville Road. But it's better than it was. The main line is now clear. I-97 looks good. The Bay Bridge is open, three lanes west, two east, and the roadway conditions are fine through there. And all the major highways looked everywhere this morning. 95, 83, 795, 70, I-97, Beltway, JFX, all of those are fine. Both the tunnels, the roadway conditions are good. No issues there. Getting away from those areas still, the neighborhood streets, a lot of the side streets, even some of the bigger streets still have to be plowed, and the crews are still working today. So you have to be aware that the plows and the salt trucks are still out. Right at City Hall, about 15 minutes ago, there was a wreck at Holiday Street and Fayette Street downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Icy again, cold today, highs only in the 20s. It's like an oxymoron when you say highs in the 20s, isn't it? Bitterly
like a
cold.
George Carlin thing.
Bitterly cold for the rest of the week with highs struggling to get out of the 20s all the way through Saturday. In fact, we pretty much said it yesterday. We're not going to see freezing until Tuesday, maybe, at the earliest. Right now, it is bitterly cold. We are 8 degrees in Baltimore. Let's see what the hot spot is here in the... we got 20, I think. Yeah, Ocean City.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, Ocean City is 20.
Ooh.
Eastern Shore is much warmer, so you may want to head over to the Eastern Shore to get things going. All right, time for some one-liner news. Google has settled a $68 million class action lawsuit over claims its Alexa voice assistant is eavesdropping on customers' conversations.
Oh, I believe it. So do I.
Yeah. Apparently, Chuck is having issues with his digital assistant right now. Alexa isn't speaking to him because she's upset he's seeing Siri on the side.
Yeah. Manho!
Siri's pretty fun.
President Trump has revealed the U.S. military used a secret discombobulator weapon during the raid in Venezuela. So he got the idea from watching Joe Biden.
Yeah.
They've been using that up in the sales office.
You know the thing.
He was confused during the presidential debate in 2024. That's why he was inspired.
Where am I?
Yeah. Goodwill, the country's biggest thrift store chain, says revenue is up 7% this year, thanks to Michelle Obama. She gets a lot of her wardrobe, apparently.
In the men's section.
Price of gold has surged past $5,000 per ounce.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
Major stuff.
Based on that, the Olympics said instead of a gold medal, they'll just get an attaboy placed around their necks. Ongoing turmoil at CBS News. Sunday's 60 Minutes unexpectedly ran a repeat of an old episode.
Ooh.
Yeah. Someone's on the plus side, it was nice to see Andy Rooney again.
There you go.
Ever wonder why?
Actor Sydney Sweeney may face charges after she climbed the famous Hollywood sign in L.A. and hung bras on it as part of a photo shoot for the lingerie line. I was looking at this morning. I saw the headline, Sydney Sweeney legally required to remove her bra.
Yeah. I'll bet. You guys would love that.
Sean said, what time's the next flight?
Exactly. Apparently she used her own to cover the O's in Hollywood. celebrity chef Guy Fieri filmed a Super Bowl commercial without his spiky blonde hair, and fans say his regular haircut is shocking. It doesn't look anything like him.
No, it didn't.
Yeah,
dark hair.
I haven't seen him shaven.
His new hairstyle, he could star in diners, drive-ins, and bad barbershops. Speaking of Super Bowl commercials, they dusted off the oldest man in the world in the other day on one of the NFL, I think it was the NFC. NFC Championship game.
I didn't see it.
Here's the next one that's going to appear in the Super Bowl.
He checks the thermostat like you check your bank balance. Loose ibuprofen in his pockets make him sound like a human maraca. The font size on his phone is large enough to read from space. He is the most interesting old man in the world. I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I mix it with Metamucil. Stay regular, my friends.
We all age. There's no around it.
Nope.
Hey, speaking of which, something happened for the first time in Eagles concert history just the other day.
Yeah.
Joe Walsh missed a show.
Oh.
In 50 years, in 50 years of performing with the Eagles, wow. This was the first time he had to drop out the night at the Sphere in Vegas due to the flu. Don Henley announced on stage they didn't want to cancel, so they filled all his guitar parts with Vince Gill and Deacon Frey, and they dropped some of the songs he did, you know, like Funk 49 and stuff. So, first time, that's hard to believe, you miss a show for the first time in 50 years.
It's a pretty good track record. I'm
the Cal
especially,
Ripken of music.
Especially now.
Cal Ripken of music.
Especially now that, you know, they're touring more and doing more shows as they're older. Think about that for just a second. Just crazy. Hey, good news. Stephen Colbert's ratings for January crashed to a record low. Just ahead of the show's discontinuation. So Colbert will be out of here by May. We'll have to watch his nonsense anymore.
Why don't they just pay him off and get him out?
Yeah. A please leave fee or something.
Yeah, exactly. Early termination fee or something. But remember the dancing needles during COVID?
Yes.
That just,
horrible.
For some reason, that just stuck with me as
cringe.
Cringe.
That's a cringer.
All time cringe. All right, nice to be back. Thanks, guys, for hanging in the studio yesterday.
Welcome.
The ladies were here and holding down the fort.
Yes, yay! We were.
They put pictures of us up here, Chuck, in the studio so they can remind what
we need.
It's only a day.
Inspiration.
It's only one day. Yeah.
It was fun. They were liquored up, but it was on.
Well, I didn't want to say that, but, you know.
How'd you find out?
We have spies everywhere. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 6:21, 21 minutes after the hour. Coming up next, of course, we'll take a look at why Democrats bend over backwards to bring illegal aliens into the country and why they are protecting them, even the criminal ones. We have the answer coming up in just a second here on Casey and Company.
I'm Mr. White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111. My customers have immediate, noticeable, measurable improvement in quitting tobacco, alcohol, gambling, food, stress, PTSD, healing after surgery, menstrual problems, cysts, headaches, warts, thumb sucking, nail biting, grinding teeth, tics, remembering, taking tests, exams, studying, and more. For sports, golf, tennis, wrestling, baseball, basketball, archery, balance beam. I only help one archer and one balance beam. However, several thousand smokers. It's my two-session specialty. If you want me to help you, 410-661-1111. 410-26-5-1s.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Don't forget, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. That is the local number you can reach us here. Of course, why do you think the Democrats open up our borders and let anywhere from 12 to 20 million illegal aliens, many of them criminal and terrorist and sex and human and drug traffickers, etc.? Why do you think they let them in? We might have the answer for you. Give us a call. Or you can email us, am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Michelle Double X Drisella. It is 6:23. Traffic weather on the threes. And once again, Icy Johnson has the update.
The snow plows and the salt trucks are still out. They're going to be out several more days, obviously. A lot of work to do yet. They did a fine job on the interstate since yesterday, and just about everything is right where it should be. There's still some areas where you have the shoulder that still has an abundance of snow and ice. So if you have to come off the roadway with a flat tire or you have a mechanical problem, could be an issue. But the roadway conditions themselves, all the major highways are fine. You step away from that, you get into the neighborhood streets, and some of the primary roads are just a little bit off the beaten path. There's still snow covered, and then, of course, crusty with a lot of ice. The case in point, The express lanes are still not clear. They still have to do that. It's a lot of plowing on 95 that goes from the city line really all the way out to the Harford County line. So they're working on that, but with the traffic being much lighter, not a big issue, but they're still working on that. You'll see the flashing lights in those areas. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cold and icy today. Highs only in the 20s and pretty much the same for the rest of the week. The good news is no precipitation here for the next couple of days. We're still keeping our eye on Saturday and Sunday. Right now it's 8 degrees in Columbia, 12 in Annapolis, and you're listening to Casey and Company. Virginia Democrats just introduced legislation that would strip away mandatory prison sentences for rape, manslaughter, child pornography distribution, and assault on police officers, raising the question whether judicial discretion is enlightened reform or a dangerous experiment with public safety. I would choose the latter. House Bill 863 eliminates these mandatory minimum sentences for violent felonies. And we just told you, rape, manslaughter, child porn. The bill also removes the mandatory 5-day jail sentence for first-time DUI offenders with a blood alcohol content of 0.15 or higher. This is just days after the so-called moderate, what a joke that was, Abigail Spanberger, the former spook and radical progressive Marxist, took over as governor, was sworn in. You know, the radical scope of this House bill reaches far beyond low-level offenses into the realm of serious violent crime. The bill targets mandatory minimums, manslaughter, rape, possession, distribution of child porn, assault on law enforcement officers, repeat violent felonies. And what mandatory minimums actually protect is, again, these statutes guarantee that convicted offenders, people that have already been convicted of these kinds of felonies, will serve meaningful time, regardless of which judge hears the case. So here we go. The left's soft on crime policies. We've seen them here in Maryland in our general insane asylum, and they're at it again, trying to eliminate the 287G program, bending over backwards to make sure that juvenile thugs roam the streets at all hours of the day and night. So why? Why are Democrats pro-illegal? Why are Democrats pro-criminal? Well, former Vikings star in the NFL, Jack Brewer, says he thinks he knows the answers. And he said, basically, you can't allow people to come into your country who don't carry the same morals and values that you do. That's what's happening. Minneapolis is protecting these thugs. It's unbelievable. These people are demonic. Brewer said, I've done work in third world countries for 25 years. The values are not the same. You cannot let people come into the United States who come from cultures like that because they bring their culture with them. That is what's happening. And Brewer went on to say, there's something wrong in Minneapolis. We need a citywide behavioral health assessment. People have completely lost reality. You can just see it in the Somali culture. Okay? Are there good Somalis? I'm sure there are. But their culture does not mesh with ours. This radical Islamo-fundamentalist, the people of the Quran, the people who ignore the Quran are the ones that actually assimilate and fit into Western society. The people who don't are problems, the Islamic fundamentalists. And Brewer says that, I wish I could lock the doors in the city, not let them back in if I had the power. What Fry and Walls have done, absolutely ridiculous. They tap dance around Somalis. They do anything against the culture of American Christianity for them as well. But Brewer made the point that the Democrats hate ICE because they are, quote, deporting their voters, end of quote. And that's it. That's we've watched the Democrat Party hemorrhage voters in black and brown communities, among other communities as well. They need to replace their voting base.
Well, and what about the fraud that they've committed? And they use them, the Somalis, as a cash cow.
Yep.
And that is how Tim Walz and Fry are making money.
Empty warehouse with 400 businesses listed at it, charging Medicaid. So, again, look, if you want to, if I were President Trump, I would do this. I would, and of course, he could do it tongue-in-cheek. I would say, look, I will let all the illegal aliens stay in the country. and except for the violent ones, and they can become citizens if they promise to vote Republican. You will see the Democrats go on a rage to deport those illegal aliens at that point. Tim Kyle Electric, they're there to help make sure your heating and heating system, your heat pumps, everything are working at top notch, peak efficiency. And if they're not, and you're going through this stretch of cold weather, should have done it in the fall, but there's still time. If you need Tim Kyle, they're there, 410-876-9404. They'll come out and take a look at your heat pump or your heating system, make sure that the filters have been changed, all the switches are, you know, where they should be, and that your heat pump and heating system are operating at peak efficiency, so it's not costing you extra money. Call today, 410-876-9404, or you can log on to timkylecompany.com. Tell them I told you to call. It is 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. The past winter storm is resulting in more closures. All Baltimore City public schools and Baltimore County will be closed today, as well as the central office, because of ongoing cleanup from the storm. Baltimore County says government offices will be closed because of hazardous road conditions, and the liberal leave policy is in effect for all non-essential state workers, starting at 10 a.m. today. In addition, Aberdeen Proving Ground closed. Anne Arundel County schools are closed today and tomorrow. Anne Arundel County District Court is closed today, along with county government offices and circuit court. Carroll Community College opens at 11 a.m. Carroll County Government Operations will begin at 10 a.m. Carroll County Health Department opens at 10 a.m. All Carroll County schools are closed. CCBC, all campuses closed. Cecil County schools closed today. Harford County Government opens at 10 a.m. Harford County schools closed. Maryland State Government opens at 10 a.m. Liberal leave in effect until end of day shift. McDaniel College starts at noon today. McDonough School is closed. Stevenson University closed. Towson University and its Northeast campus are both closed. UMBC closed today. University of Baltimore closed as well. And Maryland's U.S. senators are demanding answers after video shows crowded conditions at an ICE facility in Baltimore. The video shows dozens of people with emergency blankets lying or sitting on the floor in tight quarters. Senator Chris Van Hollen says his team has reached out to ICE repeatedly, but have yet to get clear answers. Fellow Democratic Senator Angela Alsobrooks says the footage is another instance of ICE's utter depravity. The Department of Homeland Security blames the conditions seen on the video on the latest round of winter weather. And police say a man helping to clear snow in Brooklyn Park was hit by a private snowplow. It happened yesterday afternoon at a parking lot on Pebble Drive. The man was taken to shock trauma with non-life-threatening injuries. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new 5-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 3/22/26. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA Fixed Broadband Experience Report, May 2025.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Outer loop of the Beltway just south of Frederick Road. There's an incident now that's in the median. Looks like the vehicle went out of the left-hand lane and hit the Jersey wall to the left-hand side. So the fire department is there, and they're taking away a little bit of that left-hand lane. And right now, that's the only warning that you have. When the state police get there, they'll block that lane off a little bit further back. So if you're coming down from Edmondson Avenue and from Route 40, when you get to Frederick Road, just get over to the far right as much as you can. More equipment was also responding coming up to the inner loop, but the wreck is on the outer loop in the median as you're moving south of Frederick Road.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off icy on your Tuesday morning. Weather alert still for the frigid conditions. Wind chill numbers near zero. As we head toward the afternoon, plenty of sunshine, not as much wind, and highs in the 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. More on Ravens' new hire, Jesse Minter. Eric DaCosta made an interesting comment last week upon the hiring. Let's listen to one specific piece of it.
I think he does a lot with a little at times.
That should sound familiar in Baltimore. Right player, right price. And the Ravens bargain basement shopping more often than not. Let's cross-check that with this comment from FS1's Danny Parkins on the First Take Show.
Jesse Minter did a great job with the Chargers. Like, if you just think about their roster, their defense outperforms the level of talent that is on their defense. They have good players, but Herbert's expensive, Slater's expensive, Alt's expensive. They've used first-round picks on the offensive side of the ball. And then you look at their defense, and it's like, wow, number one rush defense 2 years ago. This year, number one in opponent passer rating. Dealt with some edge rushing injuries.
So that sounds familiar because Lamar is expensive. The King is expensive. Ronnie Stanley's expensive. Meanwhile, there are lots of young second-year players on the Ravens that they'll be counting on next year. On the defense, in no particular order, Mike Green, Teddy Buchanan, Malachi Starks, Aeneas Peebles were all rookies last year. Nate Wiggins, only in his third year. Marlon Humphrey will be gone. Guys like TJ Tampa, Bilal Cohen, who was on injured reserve this past year. Robert Longerbeam. You may not even know his name, but he may play a role next year. So, Jesse Minter does a lot with a little. Elsewhere in the NFL, Mike McDaniel accepting the offensive coordinator position with the Chargers, and the Browns' Shedeur Sanders, this is funny, will replace Drake May in the Pro Bowl. Sanders threw for 7 touchdowns last season and was picked off 10 times. Last time the Steelers hired the wrong man to be their head coach, it was 1966. Lyndon Baines Johnson was president. We can work it out, top the charts, and Mary Poppins was the country's top-grossing film. Bill Austin was hired by Pittsburgh. He won 11 games in 3 years. Now the Steelers getting skewered anew over choosing Mike McCarthy to be their next coach. McCarthy's coaching history seen as uninspiring, with questions about his modern relevance and resume claims. Here's a clip we dug up. McCarthy telling the media of the white lie he told Cowboys owner Jerry Jones in the interview process in Dallas.
I need to confess. I told Jerry I watched every play of the 2019 season, but I wanted the job. So I haven't watched every play of the season, but it was just, you do what you got to do, right?
That's the NFL's version of resume padding. The time now is 6:37. When we return, the decision John Harbaugh made that ultimately doomed him in Baltimore.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
So, Sean, I'm going to play a clip from Steve Bisciotti, and then we'll comment on the other side.
Sure. AFC Championship to division round to not making the playoffs, we own that. That's us. And so, unfortunately, John was the one to take it.
John was the one to take it. So the regression from the AFC Championship game all the way down to today, the key decision that John Harbaugh made, in my opinion, that led to his firing was hiring Zach Orr as the defensive coordinator.
Wow.
Because from that day, the Kansas City game, right, Mike McDonald then went on to Seattle. The defense was number one in the league that year. Sacks, takeaways, et cetera, et cetera.
Are we going to place it all on Orr, or does Terry Munkin have any role in this?
I mean,
watching Derek King disappear in a lot of games? And
Derek King, you mean Derek Henry?
Derek Henry, I'm sorry.
The King. Yes, I mean, all that is true, but the number one thing that happened, look, Derek Henry still rushed for 1,900 yards that season. He rushed for 1,500 yards last season.
Yeah, but sometimes it's not the amount of rushing yards, it's when you have those rushing yards.
We couldn't stop people.
Yeah.
We couldn't get off the field on third down. We couldn't rush the passer. We couldn't force a takeaway. It's all going to be on the shoulders of Zach Orr. And Zach Orr was John Harbaugh's guy. That was the decision that ultimately led to it all. Because you heard from Steve Bisciotti, the downfall. The downfall happened from that day on.
Well, absolutely. And loyalty sometimes. It costs coaches their jobs, or could cost the coaches their jobs, unless they're willing to make changes. I will say John Harbaugh's full-page ad in the Baltimore Sun was very classy.
Mm-hmm. And he's a classy guy.
Yeah. So I wish him well, but not too well, because he's in the same division as the Redskins. Yeah.
Giants, Ravens, Super Bowl. How about that?
It could happen again. You never know. Not in the near future, though. All right, Gary, thanks. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Well, here we go. The wild and wascally Maryland Democrats are at it again. And both Maryland's U.S. senators say they're demanding answers as a video spread online showing crowded conditions inside the ICE processing facility in Baltimore. If you haven't seen it, it's online. It's just about everywhere right now, but it's on, I think I put it on my Facebook page. If not, you can see it. I think Fox 45 has it. The man recording the video pans the camera around the holding room where dozens of people, and appear to be all men, are holding on to those, you know, those emergency blankets, those little things that look like aluminum foil, are seen sitting and lying on the floor, close quarters with the room, and with cinder block walls. And the narrator says in Spanish lingo, they are kidnapping us. They have us in a warehouse here in Baltimore. In a statement, the DHS says the conditions that you see in the footage are because of the latest bout of winter weather, which they said are snarling transportation, making it nearly impossible for ICE to safely transfer the detainees from processing facilities like this one here in Baltimore to long-term detention facilities as scheduled. The one here in Baltimore is temporary. It's only meant to temporarily hold or detain until you get them into a nicer facility. And because of the weather, I'm wondering if...
Would you rather them be out on the streets?
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course, you know, Democrats, they got a lot of homeless out in the streets, so I guess they're okay with that. I mean, who knows? But we've had two complain. One is Senator Chris Van Hollen. He said his team has reached out to ICE repeatedly, have yet to get clear answers. I would imagine Senator Van Hollen will be holding a margarita party at the Baltimore ICE facility in the very near future. And then Senator also Brooks wrote, the content suggests yet another instance of ICE's utter depravity. We cannot let another penny go to Donald Trump's ICE. Well, funny, it was Joe Biden's ICE when he was deporting. It was Barack Obama's ICE, and that was all okay. But
that was okay, but it's got a Trump name on it.
I want to focus on the utter depravity comment there. Okay. And look, Senator Alsenbrooks may show up at the Baltimore ICE facility if there's a fundraiser held there. I'm just saying. She'd be right there, lickety-split. Anyway, she ignored the utter depravity that was occurring under the Biden administration, where thousands, if not millions, of illegal aliens were allowed to trek 2,000 miles through harsh conditions, desert in some cases, risking life and limb. And I wonder if she, what her thoughts on the rape trees are down on the southern border, where young illegal alien women were raped and their undergarments would hang on trees as a, like trophies that these men would place.
Is she okay with that?
I'm wondering if she's okay with the utter depravity of letting 350,000 children be trafficked for sex and or human trafficking purposes, which actually happened during the Biden administration. I didn't hear also Brooks utter a peep about that. Not one. So, you know, she just really needs to stop. Look, if you're not concerned about humanity, you do it. Doesn't matter which president is in office. Okay. Now that she's found her voice, only when Donald Trump's in office proves that she is a primary political hack. That's who she is. And then, of course, remember we had Johnny Zero and others that staged the sit-in last year at the HUD thing. So, again, this is a temporary holding room. And you know what? If you don't like it, then you shouldn't have crossed into the country illegally to begin with.
Exactly.
Okay? So, again, we're getting you the hell out. So you may be inconvenienced for a moment or two, But eventually, you'll be deported, and you'll be able to go home and whine all you want. But this is just more political posturing by two of the biggest blowhards you'll ever see in Maryland, Chris Van Hollen and Angela Also Brooks. Your thoughts are welcome. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes now with the update. We've got the king of all traffic, the man who literally is frozen stiff, Icy Johnson.
How can you tell?
Oh, dear.
Normally like that anyway.
Ow. Oh, you should be proud.
They should call me Corpus Delicti. The outer loop accident on the Beltway still there. Single vehicle somehow got into the median, and the median right here at Frederick Road is pretty wide, so may have just ventured off just a little bit, and we think some areas along the road still icy. If you get off of the main line of the roadway, hit the guardrail, bounced around a couple of times, so they're still working on that. The fire department just left, but the state highway guys are still there, and the troopers still there. They're still blocking the left-hand lane. So if you're coming down again from Route 40, you get to Edmondson Avenue, just make sure you're in the center or the right side of the Beltway at that point. There's really no backup for the traffic coming up the inner loop at this point, but as always, use caution. You'll see some flashing lights there as you're coming up from Wilkins Avenue and up through that area. So just a little bit concerned about that. I thought I just saw maybe some flashing lights on the other side by Wilkins. No, it looks like it's still okay there. I'll come back and check on that. Everybody else, all the mainline roadways are good. There's some areas still going to have a little bit of ice. Some of the shoulders are still covered. Some of the ramp traffic is still having a problem. So take it easy. Secondary roads, we know, neighborhoods, back roads are all still getting plowed and salted, and the crews are still out there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, icy and cold today, 20s. And that's what we get for the rest of the week. Single digits for the lows, 20s for the so-called high, until maybe next Tuesday when we get a little bit of a break. Right now it's 7 in Ellicott City. 7.
It just sounds so funny.
It does.
7.
And 8 in Bel Air. I know I gave the Baltimore County folks a hard time yesterday for not plowing my court and cross street. They did finally get through yesterday after multiple emails I sent and service requests, but they did come through.
Whining does work.
It does. Or complaining or reminding.
But it doesn't work.
But it was just one path. You got one little, which is good. That's all I needed. But you could barely get out of the court because they got banks of snow. So there's just enough for one car to get through. So if you're on the other side trying to get in,
I guess to take turns.
Yeah,
right?
We have to take turns. And then there's a bunch of like icebergs in the middle of the street. I guess people dug out and just dumped their snow in the middle of the street after the plow's already been through.
Wow.
Come on, folks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's head out to the Chuck Wagon, shall we? Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name. Ba-da-ba. Johnson.
You noticed anything strange about him?
No, nothing in particular. What?
I checked, and he hasn't eaten at all in 3 days.
All right, Oscar Mayer's Weenie 500 is coming back.
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I truly like to be. Because if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be in love with me.
Yes, indeed. This is right up Maggie's alley, watching six hot dogs racing at 60 miles per hour.
A wiener race.
A Weenie 500 is what it is. Six 27-footers, Maggie. It's coming back May 22nd. They had 8 million people and 80,000 fans show up last year for the Weenie 500.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like fun.
Chuck, are you entering the race this year?
I'm trying to get Henry in that.
All right.
Pretty fast.
Yeah, he might be pretty fast.
I want to get Dino in, too.
Yeah.
Of course, he'd eat everybody, but that's okay.
If you didn't catch last year's Weenie 500, consider it required viewing. Six of Oscar Mayer's roving hot dogs compete in a four-lap race around the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Mm-hmm.
They speed up to 60 miles per hour in 26 seconds. And folks, there says it really is a thrill. It's a joy watching these Frankfurters race around the Oval. In Indianapolis.
We just stood there and went, hot dog.
All right.
I hope he can catch up.
Apparently Maggie's choking on the hot dog right here.
Excuse me?
Yes. she had to leave the studio. She was choking so badly. This year's entry is Slaw Dog, Chili Dog, New York Dog, Chai Dog from the Midwest, Seattle Dog, And apparently the Sonoran dog is trying to get in, but that's from Mexico.
Oh.
Yeah, we don't want any illegals here.
But they'd have a slippery one.
A slippery dog.
Yeah. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Domino's is offering $6.99 large two-topping pizza carryout deal now through February 1st. That is this coming Sunday. So, again, that's $6.99 for two toppings. And Subway's giving away free footlongs if you're in the middle seat of a plane. Southwest announced its new, it's ending its open seating policy, which I think is today.
That's okay, but, you know, if you lift your arms up, like, how do you lift your arms up to eat the sub?
You have to, instead of eating it, like, horizontally, you've got to vertically. You've got to hold it like this,
oh,
Michelle, with the footlong, holding
straight
it.
Up and down.
Exactly.
That's with lots of onions on it. Dripping off.
You imagine mayonnaise. So
I had that once. I had someone sitting right next to me on a flight that proceeded to take out tuna fish, and it had a bunch of onions on it, and I swore I smelled garlic, but maybe it was just from the night before. Who knows? Folks, don't
that's
eat.
Real nice.
Please.
Don't eat stinky stuff on the airlines, on
see,
the flights.
That's what happens when you sit in the no-class section.
Right. Oh. Thank you very much. I was looking for you on that
they
flight.
They take care of me when I go. I sit up front.
So apparently this today, Subway's will give you a $20 Subway gift card. All you have to do is take a selfie in your seat and upload it to SubwayMiddleSeat.com.
Mm-hmm.
And Subway will reward 737 passengers because, well, you get it.
Also today, if your hiney is too big and you need two seats, you have to buy two seats today.
Oh, is that right? That starts on Southwest or on all the airlines?
Yeah, Southwest, yeah.
Okay.
If you can't get in between the armrest with your butt cheeks, you got to buy another seat.
Oh, man.
And wow. If you didn't buy that seat before you got on, they'll either see if they can reassign you, and if they can't, they're going to take you off.
Is that right?
Wow.
That's the truth.
Oh,
guess I'm not flying
can't
for a while.
Wait for the videos of that to start coming out.
Oh, it should be wild.
I can see people getting dragged out now.
Oh, yeah, and their ass cheeks hitting people in the head going down the aisle.
Boom, 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 boom.
They thought he hit me with the luggage. No, he hit me with his right cheek.
That's right.
Guy made an ass out of himself.
Pat Benatar, hit me with your best cheek.
Right. Fire away.
Don't fire away. Wrong one.
I'm actually going to see her and her husband in Atlantic City February 6th, which is I'll be out that Friday, but I'm going to go up and see Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo in Atlantic City. So
well,
I'm looking forward to that concert. Yeah. So as we relive our youth,
I didn't even know she's still.
She still sounds like great.
Well, she was an opera singer apparently.
Yeah, she was. Right? But the problem is she doesn't do "Hit Me with Your Best Shot" anymore. Because of the bullet connotation.
Stop it.
So maybe we can convince her. All right.
Toughen up.
Chuck C. in a couple, 6:51, 9 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Coming up next, higher energy bills are on the way.
Hey, guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
I invite you to join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's in Timonium for the second annual Taste of the Union. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet, and then Sean Casey and I will dig into the issues shaping Maryland and what they mean for families, taxpayers, and local communities. If you value straightforward talk and common sense ideas, this is an evening you will not want to miss. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, get your tickets now because they're going fast at WCBM.com. Taste the Union Thursday, February 5th. Liberatore is one of my favorite Italian restaurants, and there'll be plenty of food because Chuck won't be there. 6:53, traffic.
I may come just for spite.
You can.
I can crash it.
I'll spring you.
She'll spring me. Write that down. Write that down. I ain't taking no springs from you, you son of a bitch. You crazy.
All right, man. How's it shaping up?
After a loop of the beltway, the wreck is still here. This guy kind of veered off from the left-hand lane, got into this median, which is normally not a problem, but there may be a little ice on some of these roadways just off the beaten path. So we can't guarantee that's what happened, but he hit the guardrail, bounced around a couple of times, still there on the left side of the beltway as you're coming south. So again, when you get to Edmondson Avenue, make sure you're in the center and the right-hand lane. There's no impact at all for the traffic northbound. There's water main break. Heads up now in Rosedale. You know this is going to be ice at Route 7 Philadelphia Road at Rosewick Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cold and icy. That's going to be the story of the rest of the week. We're not going to have any big meltdowns or anything. This stuff's going to be around at least for another week or two because of cold, sub-freezing temperatures. And that is, again, we're keeping an eye on maybe a system coming in over the weekend. Right now it's 8 in Owings Mills. It's 11 in Annapolis. And right now they have revise the forecast. I've got the good news and the bad news. The good news is it's going to be probably the coldest day of the year will be Saturday. The good news is no precipitation. And then Sunday, it looks like they've revised the forecast. It just will be very windy. It looks like we'll dodge the bullet there. And I'm looking all the way through next Wednesday. The high will be on Tuesday at 30 degrees. So we may not even get above freezing then. So it's just nasty. So what does this mean for your energy bills? It means that you're going to be paying out the you-know-what for heat, whether it's electric heat or gas heat, whatever you got. Right now, of course, it's crazy. And the system saw major demand, according to BGE, expected to continue through this week as there was a lot of demand for gas and for electric. And here's a 72-year-old widower. Her name is Norma Schlein, saying she might have to unretire just to pay her bills.
My total bill is $458.16. I'm a widower. I'm on a fixed income. And I literally might have to come out of retirement to help pay my bills and live comfortable.
Rob Groves is the pastor of the Church of God in Reisterstown, and he had a little bit of a sticker shock when he opened up his bill.
If last month's bill was $1,400, and we are on natural gas and electricity there, so just seeing what that potentially could look like, it does bring a large concern.
And, of course, stories from his parishioners that people are struggling with how to come up with the money to pay their bills, and they have to prioritize in some other areas.
Some of the stories that I've heard are like single parents who are having a tough time choosing between paying their mortgage or feeding their children or keeping the lights on. It breaks my heart as a pastor. You never want to see people get to the point where they have to choose those sort of things. I wish there was more that we could do.
Yeah, and everybody's trying to do the best they can. For instance, for electric, your bill goes up about $100 for every 500 kilowatt hours used. And then you got current distribution rates, electric supply costs, the Empower Maryland charge, what they should get rid of immediately. Get rid of that thing. That's a dog. That's where, instead of switching out the PSC chair, which is an old Democrat flunky, Kumar Barve, that was allegedly done at Governor Moore's request. Then we'll see what happens. But gas customers, you're going to go up $80 for every 50 therms used as well. And PGM, the regional grid operator, said peak demand exceeded 130,000 megawatts for 7 straight days. That's a winter streak that has never happened in the history of the PGM regional grid operator. 130,000 megawatts, 7 straight days. And Rob Grove says he's got a message to the Democrats, because that's who's running the show in Annapolis.
My message would be to really Annapolis as a whole. Someone needs to step in and solve this.
Yeah, somebody needs to step in and solve it, but right now nobody seems to be interested. I mean, there's a lot of hot air. That's not very good at generating hot air in Annapolis, but apparently they can't can it or put it into homes. Because if they could, if we just ran a conduit from Annapolis into people's homes, I'm sure that would be enough hot air and energy to keep us all warm for the rest of the year. This is a huge issue in this election. And I hope the Republicans, we'll talk to John Meyer coming up right after the 7 o'clock news, but I hope the Republican candidates like John, like Ed Hale Sr. and others, they should be pouncing on this every day. You're missing an opportunity here. Democrat policies, the climate change alarmism, the war on fossil fuels, the legislation that they've done, the MPRP, all of this stuff has made us vulnerable to these high energy costs. And again, there are some people that I just think that that's a big issue. I think I'm right there with the economy. Energy crisis is number two. Public safety is probably number three. Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. They're your best appliance place to go shop for your appliances. 70 different brands on display. Every kind of budget imaginable. And both guys that run the joint, Mayor and Mayor, they want incredible five-star service, competitive pricing, and they do want you for a customer's life. So check them out. Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road, for all your appliance needs. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump describes it as a very good call. Mr. Trump referring to his conversation with Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. They discussed the unrest in Minneapolis amid anti-ICE rioting and two protester deaths. The Trump administration, meanwhile, is shuffling the deck among those in charge of the immigration enforcement operation.
A source tells the AP a senior Border Patrol commander and some agents are expected to leave Minneapolis. Border Patrol Commander Greg Bovino has been at the center of the Trump administration's aggressive immigration enforcement surge in cities nationwide. Criticism of Bovino has intensified after he defended the shooting death in Minneapolis of Alex Preti by Border Patrol agents. Bovino disputed claims about the confrontation that led to Preti's death. President Trump has sent Border Czar Tom Homan to Minneapolis to take charge of immigration and customs enforcement operations. I'm Ed Donahue.
Countless communities across many states are struggling in the wake of the massive winter storm that dumped so much snow in some places and laid down a heavy blanket of ice in others. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves.
Ice storms are different than virtually any other type of storm that we deal with. And it's particularly different when you see the ice come in and then 48 hours or so after the precipitation leaves, the temperature has still not gotten above freezing, and therefore it creates challenges in terms of getting assets deployed.
Airline passengers continue facing delays and flight cancellations. In Maine, there's speculation the weather could have been a factor in the crash of a business jet in Bangor. All six people on board the plane lost their lives. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 107 points. NASDAQ futures up 165. This is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and it stressed me out. But what I thought was a solution turned out to be a problem. I kept hearing ads about debt settlement that seemed too good to be true. And actually, it was. When I called, they told me to stop paying my bills. That didn't sound right to me at all, so I hung up. Later, I found out that debt settlement is bad, real bad. Then I learned that there is a right way to pay off your credit cards. It's called a debt management program from the great team at Trinity. Trinity had a plan. In the end, I paid off my bills, I saved thousands, and I even improved my credit score.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-936-5496.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The wreck on the Beltway is still there in Catonsville. It's on the outer loop. It's just south of the bridge at Frederick Road. This vehicle went off into the median, which is pretty wide at that point, hit the guardrail, bounced around a few times, and they're still sitting there. It looks like they're waiting for a wrecker that has to come in and get the vehicle out of there. So with the state highway trucks there and the trooper, they're blocking the left-hand lane. You have room to get by to the right. If this was a normal day, we'd be backed up all the way back to 795. Right now, we're only slow south of Edmondson Avenue. When you get to that point, just stay to the right. We're going to have an issue in Rosedale. There's a water main break. You know that's going to be ice all over the roadway at Philadelphia Road at Rosewick Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off icy on your Tuesday morning, weather alert still for the frigid conditions. Wind chill numbers near zero. As we head toward the afternoon, plenty of sunshine, not as much wind, and highs in the 20s. For the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 5 degrees in Bel Air and 6 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The past winter storm is resulting in more closures. All Baltimore City public schools and Baltimore County will be closed today, as well as the central office, because of ongoing cleanup from the past storm. Baltimore County says government offices will be closed because of hazardous road conditions, and the liberal leave policy is in effect for all non-essential state workers starting at 10 a.m. In addition, Aberdeen Proving Ground is closed, and Arundel County schools are closed today and tomorrow. Anne Arundel County District Court closed, along with county government offices and circuit court. Carroll Community College opens at 11 a.m. Carroll County Government starts at 10 a.m. Carroll County Health Department at 10 a.m. Carroll County Schools closed. CCBC, all campuses closed in the state. Cecil County Schools are closed. Harford County Government opens at 10 a.m. and Harford County Schools are closed. Maryland State Government opens at 10 a.m. with liberal leave in effect until end of day shift. McDaniel College starts at noon today. McDonough School is closed. Stevenson University closed. Towson University, including their Northeast campus, both closed today. UMBC closed. University of Baltimore closed today. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 917. The pick four, 4753. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowi and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. As Ravens head coach Jesse Minter mulls over his coaching staff, attention being paid to upcoming free agency as well. Who will come and who will go? Rumblings in New York have it that John Harbaugh could be targeting Ravens center Tyler Linderbaum, fullback Patrick Ricard, and pass rusher Draymond Jones. Meanwhile, Minter could have these Chargers on his radar. Pass rusher Khalil Mack, although he's 35, and could be expensive, more likely would be a return of Adafe Owe, who shined in L.A. under Minter, and defensive tackle Deshaun Hand, a former standout at Alabama, who has blossomed into an effective run stopper and interior pass rusher. More on players past and present that have come in contact with Minter. This from former Ravens linebacker Tyus Bowser on PressBoxOnline.com.
I've always noticed how Jesse had a very good aura to him. He always had a good energy to him, and it was very inviting. And all the guys loved him. Everybody, you know, spoke to him and got to know him well. and just a good guy to, you know, learn from.
Bowser played in Baltimore for six seasons from 2017 through 2022. And finally, the Orioles, as you know, gearing up for 2026, packing up those vans for a trip to Sarasota in a couple weeks. Shortstop Gunnar Henderson on things looking up for Baltimore baseball.
Yeah, I mean, they've done a great job this offseason. Really happy that they're starting to put some money into us and just everything, even not only the players, but even the stadium. You see how the renovation is going on right now. So it's a super good time for Orioles fans, and they should be excited.
A shoulder injury limited Gunner to 17 homers and 68 runs batted in a year ago after a monster 2024 when he hit 37 and knocked in 92. Coming up in 30 minutes, how not to go about your coaching search. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And I'm Sean Casey. Welcome back indeed. Our next guest on our Newsmaker Hotline, former Harford County Deputy Sheriff, retired federal senior counterintelligence and intel officer, retired highly decorated combat veteran of the U.S. Air Force Reserve, lifelong Marylander, currently residing in Prince George's County. John Myrick is a Republican candidate for governor of Maryland. John, good morning. Welcome back.
Sean, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, sir. And something I've been advocating now for quite some time, you had a release just last week out on Who's Minding the Candy Store, and you say there's now a case that could be made for the creation of a Maryland Inspector General. Great idea. And why, sir, now are you so concerned that we need one?
Well, I mean, the bottom line is, you've seen the press reporting about the Office of Legislative Audits. In the past 6 months, they have found nearly $1 billion worth of what they call questionable transactions. Everything from the $807 million of overpayments of unemployment benefits, $760 million of that they claim is unrecoverable due to fraud. We've got employees, state employees, charging the taxpayers $400 for personal massages, and that employee is still employed by the state of Maryland, and there's no indication that money's been recovered. You know, every state around us, and that's Pennsylvania, Delaware, West Virginia, Virginia, and even the city of Washington, D.C., they all have inspector generals who have investigative and subpoena powers, and who can then refer fraud cases for criminal prosecution. Maryland doesn't. The Office of Legislative Audits simply writes a report and hopes that somebody's going to do something about it, and they never do.
Do you think this is intentional? I mean, when you say surrounding states all have either independent inspector generals or they have some kind of forensic process for keeping track of this money, do you think this is being done intentionally in the state of Maryland?
Yes. There's no other way it couldn't be. When every other state around you sees the need to have an independent inspector general so that they can actually investigate and refer cases so that taxpayer money is actually protected and Maryland doesn't, there's got to be a reason for that.
And compounding that is, and you write in your release that because of the majority of these payments are made electronically, any money obtained through fraud would be a federal offense. Well, if the state's not willing to pursue it, then the feds could. So why is the state of Maryland choosing not to pursue this avenue?
Again, that's a great question. You know, all you have to do is notify the feds. In this particular case of the unemployment compensation, we're talking about $750 million of taxpayer money. And all of that was sent electronically, which makes it wire fraud. So all somebody has to do at the Maryland Attorney General's office or at the governor's office is contact the federal authorities, and it then becomes a federal matter, and they can then investigate. But that hasn't even been done. And you've got to ask why.
Right.
Why has that not been done?
That's a great question and one that's gone unanswered so far. We're talking with John Myrick. He's running for governor as a Republican here in the state of Maryland. And more with John coming up in just a second at 7:13. Time for traffic and weather on the threes. And it's Tuesday morning rush hour, but still a lot of problems with some of the roads. Most of the main roads seem to be pretty good. But, Chuck, what's the latest?
Yeah, everybody's in good shape, and there's really no rush hour again today. I mean, we would have had this wreck on the Beltway with blocking all these lanes. That thing would have been backed up to 795. Now the accident is gone. On, and any backup that was there was only at Edmondson Avenue, so that cleared out very quickly. The trooper and the vehicle involved are still there, but they're in the median. And all the major highways, everybody's fine. Just have to take your time. There's some areas where you know if it looks like it's wet, probably going to be ice, and that includes the ramps, things like that. They're still plowing and salting some of the secondary roads, of course, and so on and so on. Now, here's what's happening with the express lanes. They've opened all the express lanes southbound on 95. Coming down through there, they're working to reopen the northbound express lanes. No reason to use those because the normal rush hour is not there, and that's the reason that we use the express lanes. But just a word of conversation there, that they're still working and still doing a good job getting everything cleared. There's a broken down tractor trailer here on I-70. It's kind of in the right lane just a bit near the ramp at Route 29. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cold and icy the rest of the week. Highs only the 20s, lows in the single digits. And the good news is they've revised the forecast for the weekend, so it doesn't look like any precipitation to add insult to injury this weekend. Right now it's 8 in Severn, and it is 9 in Parkville. On our newsmaker hotline is Republican gubernatorial candidate John Myrick, running for governor here in the state of Maryland. John, let me ask you this. The attorney general, wouldn't he have a role to play in investigating waste, fraud, and abuse in the state of Maryland?
Sean, you would certainly think so. That is kind of his job when it comes down to things. But this attorney general seems more interested in spending our taxpayer dollars filing frivolous lawsuits against the federal government than he does in protecting Marylanders' money. This is ridiculous. You're looking at billions of dollars potentially in fraud in SNAP and Medicaid fraud here in Maryland, according to some of the reports I've seen. And where is the Attorney General? Where is the leadership? Where is the governor's leadership in this? Why is he not speaking with the attorney to have the Attorney General do his job and make sure that our money is protected? This isn't monopoly money. This is hard-earned taxpayer dollars.
You know, the governor says he first thing he did was hire a chief performance officer. Do we know who that is and what he does?
He's listed the name of the chief performance officer, and I don't remember it right offhand. And for what he does, no one seems to know. But that's all part of of a governor's office that's supposed to be about performance improvement, processes. So that has nothing at all to do with protecting Marylanders' money. That office has absolutely zero authority to do anything. It doesn't have the authority to investigate anything. It doesn't have the authority to subpoena records. And it certainly doesn't have the authority to refer any of these fraud cases for prosecution. So it's a waste of taxpayer dollars.
Yeah. Well, you're talking about nearly $1 billion of our hard-earned tax money in question, and we just are facing almost a $1.5 billion budget deficit. And I know the governor's budget is currently being knocked around in the legislature. But specifically, John, what steps would you take or advocate to resolve this issue of waste, fraud, and abuse in the state of Maryland, which has been going on for decades?
Well, of course, and it goes on at every level of government. We know that. Having worked in the federal government for over 30 years, I saw fraud, waste, and abuse at a galactic scale. You know, so it's not something that's new. You're right. It's been going on for decades. The first thing that Dr. Brenda Cham and I will do is we'll bring in an independent auditing team to actually go through the Maryland department's expenditures line by line. And where we find waste, we're going to cut it because that's what Maryland taxpayers deserve. Where we find fraud, we intend to refer it for prosecution because nobody should be stealing Maryland taxpayer dollars on any governor's watch, and they certainly won't on mine. You know, we'll be doing that. We will introduce legislation, if it has not been done by them, which it doesn't look like it will, to establish an independent inspector general's office with investigative and subpoena powers. You know, Maryland taxpayers deserve to have their hard-earned money carefully watched out for. And if this governor can't do it, I will be doing it.
Would it surprise you, because I did me, to learn that there isn't a standard set of protocols in state agencies, that every state agency unto itself kind of tries to figure out how to claw back waste, fraud, and abuse if they can identify it to begin with?
You know, it's sad, but it does not surprise me. I mean, when this administration, this governor, has clearly shown us that he is not concerned about being governor of Maryland, and he has absolutely zero concern for our taxpayer dollars. So why should it surprise anyone that he hasn't instituted any kind of standardized protocols in order to root out fraud, waste, and abuse and to protect Marylanders' money? This guy's spending this money every day. I mean, his current budget shows it. How do you come up with $1.5 billion shortfall when you raised taxes last year by the largest tax increase in Maryland history? And that was after a $3.5 billion deficit last year.
And still structural deficits in years to come. John, how do people get in touch if they want to donate, volunteer, or need more information from your campaign?
They can do all of that through our website, which is johnmyrick4mdgovernor.org. That's johnmyrick4mdgovernor.org. They can go on there. They can donate. They can look at our policy issues. They can comment if they want. Those comments come back to me directly. They can call us from there. There are phone numbers on there as well. They can volunteer. They can find all our schedule for our upcoming events so they can come out and talk with us because, again, unlike our current governor, I actually care about what Marylanders have to think.
Very good. John, thanks for spending some time with us this morning. We appreciate it.
John, I appreciate the opportunity.
All right, that's John Myrick running for governor on the Republican side of the aisle here in the state of Maryland. Law Offices, Mike Lee Freeman. We've got Steve Freeman. Counselor Freeman is with us here once again this morning. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, Sean.
Oh, are we there?
Yep. Hey, Sean.
Oh, we got you. Okay.
How you doing?
We're doing fine, thanks.
So I figured this morning I'm going to talk about premises liability, specifically with snow and ice cases, because certainly it's upon us here. And as we know in Maryland, with premises liability cases, as the plaintiff, the key is to prove notice that there was a dangerous condition and that the landowner failed to make it safe. So in this situation, fail to remove the snow and ice. We also have to contend with contributory negligence. As we know in Maryland, if the plaintiff is deemed... So it's a tough hurdle. Here's a case that we recently settled. This was from a snow event that happened 2 years ago. Here are the facts of this case. My client's 30 years of age. She's a bank teller. She was living in Owings Mills in an apartment complex. Now, before the specific snow that fell that injured her, she and other residents complained to the association that they were having trouble getting their cars out because the landscaping company never cleared snow and ice in prior events. And they actually sent letters, which was great because we were able to prove notice. My client's walking out to her car, slips and falls. She fractures her hip, taken by ambulance to a hospital. She misses about 3-4 months of work. She's got thousands of dollars in medical bills. She hires us, and we get involved. First, the insurance company says there was no notice. We did the best we could trying to remove the snow and ice, but snow and ice was there for days, and there was nothing she could do. And then the insurance company said my client was contributory negligent because she left her home. And there's a case law in Maryland that says that one can't be held hostage in their home, and at some point she had to go to work. I mean, what could she do? So I was able to submit the letters to the insurance company, which locked down notice, and then we were recently able to settle the case for about six figures. So we were very, very excited for her, and she was very happy. So, folks, if you've been involved in any type of slip and fall from snow or ice, give us a call. Let us go to work for you, 410-363-6848. And remember to always make an incident report if there's any slip and fall anywhere. That's very important, okay? So everybody stay warm, and hopefully when we talk next week, there'll be a lot of melting, Sean.
I hope we get that high where we can start melting right now. It's not looking too good.
I know. It's brutal. It's brutal.
All right, Steve.
All right.
Stay safe.
Take care. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it. It is 7:23. Law Office of Michael A. Friedman at maflaw.com. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker, who is occasionally in need of an attorney. Here's Frozen Johnson once again.
Not yet. But I may go out and slip and fall anyway. I fell on my asphalt. What can I say?
You bounce right back.
Ooh, I tell you what, I just posted a shot here of the Bay Bridge eastbound this morning. Yesterday had icicles. Today it's cold, but boy, it's beautiful. The sun is shining, and it looks real nice on the main span headed east right now. And the roadway conditions are good. If you recall yesterday, a lot of that area on 50 from Annapolis over to Davidsonville Road over towards Prince George's County, all of that was still having a problem getting cleared. It's all clear today, and all the ramp traffic is good. There's really no rush hour again today. Traffic along I-97, very good shape. The roadway conditions are fine. The only thing you have to watch for is if you have to get off the roadway with a flat tire, you have a mechanical problem, and you have to get to the shoulder, not going to be very easy in a lot of spots. That stuff is rock solid, so you need to be prepared for that. Wreck on the Beltway, they're trying to clear the last vehicle that was there on the outer loop at Frederick Road. Crews are working on a water main break. Be careful in Rosedale at Rosewick Avenue and Philadelphia Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, bone-chilling cold today, tonight, rest of the week, highs in the 20s, lows in the single digits. But I'll give you some good news. No precipitation this weekend, so according to the latest models.
Yes.
Glen Burnie is sunny and 8 degrees, and Edgewater, well, you're really having a heat wave there, 10 in Edgewater. It is now time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
President Donald J. Trump, with a Truth Social post yesterday, Governor Tim Walz called me with a request to work together with respect to Minnesota. It was a very good call. We actually seemed to be on a similar wavelength. I told Governor Walz that I would have Tom Holman call him and that we're looking for any and all criminals that they have in their possession. The governor very respectfully understood that, and I will be speaking to him in the near future. He was happy that Tom Holman was coming to Minnesota, and so am I. We'll have such tremendous success in Washington, Memphis, and New Orleans, Louisiana, virtually every other place we have touched, and even in Minnesota, crime is way down, but both Governor Walz and I want to make it better. That is signed President Donald J. Trump. Apparently also spoke with Jacob Smallfry yesterday as well, so maybe, and this might be the compromise position. And there are some that are suggesting that we pull out completely. I just think that would be stupid. But maybe the compromise position here is we will give you access to all of our jails, all 1,360 illegal aliens that we're currently holding, if you'll reduce the ICE footprint in Minnesota. And that would be cooperating. I'd be working together to resolve this issue. That way you don't have to go into communities and have incidents like Renee Good and Alex Pretty, et cetera. And Caroline Leavitt, yesterday, the White House press briefing weighed in on that.
If Governor Walz and Mayor Fry implement these common sense cooperative measures that I will add have already been implemented in nearly every single other state across the country, Customs and Border Patrol will not be needed to support ICE on the ground in Minnesota.
Yeah, and coming up, We're going to talk about in greater detail what happened in Minneapolis with the shooting of Alex Priddy. But Leavitt said that remains under investigation. Let's not come to any conclusions here because there's been a lot of mis and disinformation spread about this tragic shooting.
Saturday's shooting remains under active investigation by Homeland Security Investigations and the FBI. The Customs and Border Protection is also conducting their own internal review.
And by the way, something that did happen is that Minneapolis PD, they absolutely blew up the crime scene, according to ICE Director Todd Blanche.
After the incident happened, law enforcement, local law enforcement, decided to come on the scene, and they lost the crime scene. Protesters and rioters overtook that crime scene. It was not federal law enforcement. It was not Border Patrol agents that did not preserve the crime scene. That is just blatantly false.
I'm sorry, Todd is with DOJ. Todd Lyons is the director of ICE. Meanwhile, President Trump is threatening to hit Canada with a 100% tariff if they become the trans-shipping hub for Chinese imports. Already, the weasel that runs Canada, Mark Carney, is starting to backpedal here. His Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent on the Trump-Carney talks.
Very aggressively walking back some of the unfortunate remarks he made at Davos. And Sean, I'm not sure what the Prime Minister was thinking. Of course, Canada depends on the U.S. There's much more north-south trade than there could ever be east-west trade.
And as the tax season kicks off, millions of Americans are poised to receive significantly larger tax refunds thanks to the Working Families Tax Cuts Act, which every Democrat in Congress opposed. Every single one of them here in Maryland as well. They're looking at the average refund in 2023 was $3,000. In 2024, $3,052. This year, the average refund will be closer to $4,000, thanks to President Trump. You know, if you're tired of selling your home, or if you're looking to, or you tried, I should say, and it didn't sell, maybe now the listing's expired, call Vinny Steele. I've been telling you about Vinny with your home sold guaranteed realty for years now. And reasons why you need to get to know Vinny Steele like I have is that he makes buying or selling simple, offering multiple cash offers to get you the most money for your home. You can go call Vinny or go online and see for yourself. Vinny's stats are impressive. Nearly 13,000 buyers in waiting. Sells homes nearly three times faster and 3% more than the average agent using the latest marketing techniques. And his upfront guarantee is simple. He'll sell your home at the agreed-upon price, possession date, or he'll buy it himself. Call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, or visit VinnySteele.com. 7:30, let's get some news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. The winter storm in the past, but resulting in more closures. All Baltimore City public schools and Baltimore County will be closed today, as well as the central office because of ongoing cleanup from the past storm. Baltimore County says government offices will be closed because of hazardous road conditions, and the liberal leave policy is in effect for all non-essential state workers starting at 10 a.m. In addition, Aberdeen Proving Ground is closed. Anne Arundel County schools are closed today and tomorrow. Anne Arundel County District Court closed today along with county government offices and circuit court. Carroll Community College opens at 11 a.m. Carroll County government ops begin at 10 a.m. Carroll County Health Department also opens at 10 a.m. Carroll County schools are closed. CCBC, all campuses closed. Cecil County schools closed. Harford County government opens at 10 a.m. Harford County schools are closed. And Maryland state government opens at 10 a.m. with a liberal leave in effect until end of day shift. McDaniel College opens at noon today. McDonough School is closed. Stevenson University closed. Towson University, along with the Northeast campus, both closed. UMBC closed and University of Baltimore closed on Tuesday. And as the winter storm kicks on, more announcements will come as we get them in. Right now, it's 7:31. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new five-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add two lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 3/22/26. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA Fixed Broadband Experience Report, May 2025.
7:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I just made a tour on the Beltway, and again, there's really no rush hour again this morning per se. The roadway conditions are good. The ramp traffic always could be a little suspect. There could be a little melting on the ramps, which then, of course, would be ice. But here's the other concern now. Bright sunshine this morning. A lot of snow out there. Make sure you find your sunglasses. Keep them handy. Anybody going south and east right now, that snow will be blinding for that travel through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off icy on your Tuesday morning, weather alert still for the frigid conditions, wind chill numbers near zero. As we head toward the afternoon, plenty of sunshine, not as much wind, and highs in the 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. John Harbaugh wasn't the only coach of the Ravens, whose dad was also a coach. The same is true of Jesse Minter and his dad, Rick, a veteran football coach with over 40 years of experience, best known as the head coach at the University of Cincinnati and a highly regarded defensive coordinator at Notre Dame, later coaching in the NFL with the Eagles and the Chargers. Here's the dad on his son.
And I think for Jesse, all through his life, people want to follow him. People embrace him. You know, he's not abrasive. He's firm. He's attentive to detail and all that. But he doesn't chase people away from him with his words and his actions. He attracts people. And the players here in L.A. just bought right into him. He's got a great message. He's got a great scheme. He's passed me way up in the schematic world. I mean, he took that Raven package. He and Mike McDonald worked closely together. They're similar paths. That's a sneak preview of what they can expect, hopefully, out of Jesse, because Mike and Jesse are so close.
Mike and Jesse are so close. That is music to Baltimore football fans' ears, no doubt. Last hour, we told you about the Steelers agreeing with Mike McCarthy to become their next head coach. That leaves one team in the North without a head man, and that is the Browns. Here's how the NFL Network's Tom Pelissero describes the ridiculousness of their search in a conversation on the Rich Eisen Show.
You're talking about taking a personality test, writing an essay. You're talking about completing homework assignments going into both the first and the second rounds of interviews. It plays toward the types of candidates that they have in the mix.
There's a written test, huh? Really? Like they want you to write an essay? This is why I want to be the coach of the Cleveland Browns? Or
questionnaires, a multi-part essay, personality test. And then additional homework assignments if you get through the first round to get into the second round. Which you can imagine then.
The answer can't be Google me?
The Browns have been without a coach for 3 weeks. They've made exactly 3 playoff appearances since coming back into the league 27 years ago. And they fired the guy who led them to 2 of them in the last 6 years. And finally, the question of how Oriole first baseman Pete Alonso would fit in with the city of Baltimore was answered quickly and satisfactorily last week during a question an answer at the Oriole Caravan Stop at the Senator Theater. Alonso on the receiving end from this fan.
Can you give us your best Baltimore accent? Giving you a sentence. Going down the ocean, hon.
Going down the ocean, hon. Is it towel? I need to dry my hands. I need a towel. Is that it? Was it oil or
oil? It is absolutely oil. He's got it there. The time now is 7:37 when we return an unintended consequence of paying college players.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing
everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Took me years to embrace the fact that it was all. And Pete Alonso got it within the first two weeks.
You know, if I'm... If I'm the Browns and I'm hiring a coach, I would just ask one question.
Yes.
When was the last Browns NFL championship?
If
they know that, you got the job, man.
All right. Speaking of that, here's some great words, and we'll talk about it on the other side, from Cam Scadaboo. Last year was a rookie with the Giants, and talking about now rookies in the NFL in general.
Rookies now are soft, bro. Like, you do something, you put popcorn in someone's car, they're going to try to fight. Because now, the rookies that come in, bro, have made $2, $3 million in college.
So they don't listen anymore.
Right.
And this is an unintended consequence, maybe it's intended, I don't know, of what is happening now to the NFL game because of what happened in the college game. Like yesterday, we talked about Carson Beck.
Yeah.
Hadn't gone to a class in 2 years and made $4 million last year. So he's going to come into an NFL camp next year if he does, and he's going to take direction from some veteran. He's going to be like, no, I'm making more than you.
But what these rookies don't understand is in the world of pecking order, there's always somebody that has more money than you.
They don't understand. So you might
make $2 or $3 million. You might think you can tune out your coach, but somewhere in that down that line, whether it's the owner or whoever, there's somebody that you do have to answer to eventually.
This is why you're hearing a lot of conversation now from Kyle Van Noy and other people about hiring coaches that connect with young players, because young players are different today than they were 10 years ago. And a guy like John Harbaugh, he's not changing. He's 63 years old.
Right.
Mike McCarthy, that was a stupid hire by the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're going nowhere. The Steelers are going backwards. The Ravens have a chance of going forward. And I think this is an opportunity for the Ravens to do something in the North. The Browns stink, the Bengals stink, and now Pittsburgh stinks. The Ravens have a chance because they hired a young guy, and they are going to innovate
right. As
opposed to backtrack. Right.
Well, not don't do much pressure on Jesse because, you know.
There's a lot of pressure on Jesse.
The rest of the division stinks, so it should be by default.
The rest of the division doesn't stink? Are you kidding me?
Well, I mean, the Bengals do have a good quarterback.
They do. That is true.
So they have a chance of being good.
Right.
We'll see what happens.
Ravens and Bengals.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. The violence in Minneapolis erupted. This was not by coincidence. When the scale of financial fraud was discovered, okay, and then the Trump administration began to highlight all of this, okay? On the surface, it seems as if ICE enforcement is the issue. However, in reality, Governor Tampon Tim and Mayor Jacob Small Fry have been leading a criminal syndicate with the entire region engaged in money laundering and financial fraud. State political leadership is involved. The local Minneapolis police are involved. Minneapolis municipal leaders are involved. A large and dedicated segment of the migrant population, Somalis, involved. Corrupt judges, corrupt officers of the courts, all involved. Public and private sector agencies involved. How about Ilhan Omar's 100% fake winery that makes no wine? Okay? Community activists, foot soldiers, communists are all engaged in this process of using civil unrest as cover. And what they're doing here is they're running an insurgency. I've been told by military friends of mine that looked at insurgencies elsewhere that what's happening in Minnesota looks like it's a low-level insurgency. That is why President Trump has dispatched Tom Holman to Minneapolis. Not that Greg Bovina did a terrible job. He's a Border Patrol guy. Holman is a law and order guy. And he knows. If anybody can straighten out Little Mogadishu, It is Tom Holman. James O'Keefe filed also. He barely got out with his life while covering events in Little Mogadishu last week.
This is James O'Keefe in downtown Minneapolis. We have a team of undercover reporters still inside the mob. I was at the scene of the shooting covering it this morning, and basically we barely got out of there alive. There were a few hundred that surrounded us, started throwing ice bottles at us. A few hit our vehicle. They were starting to rip off my bulletproof vest, so we got out of there. We were followed. We were tailed. And here we are right now. We just got this message, and it says, we know that you're in Minneapolis. You're with O'Keefe and his crew of Nazis. You're in a white Ford license plate. They actually wrote the license plate down from Florida. You have 1 hour to leave, or you're dead. You have 1 hour to leave, or you're dead. We are going to produce our footage, gathering everything we've got from this weekend. We're going to put our report together along with the hidden camera footage that we have. We still have undercover people in the field. Please pray for my team's safety. This is worse than anything I could have possibly imagined. I have security with me, former Marine, is a Marine, and he said that it was worse than overseas, and it was certainly anything worse than I've seen, the cartel at the border. We're going to contact law enforcement, DHS, and the FBI, and we're going to try to get out of here safely, so we can bring the news to you. Stay tuned for our report coming Tuesday, 1 o'clock.
Yeah. So this afternoon at 1 o'clock, we're going to get an update from James O'Keefe. But this is happening. These are not grassroots protesters. These are paid agitators. This is a well-organized and orchestrated insurgency, rebellion, insurrection. Tom Holman knows what he'll see it up close and personal. He'll make his prayer. That's why he's there. It's not because of Bovino. It's because Trump wants Holman's eyes on the ground and to report directly to the president. And so we'll see what happens. 7:43. Traffic and weather on threes. By the way, we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Now would be the time to give us a call. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. Reserve your spot right now to match wits with Maggie, Michelle, and Icy Johnson.
It's true. One of those things. Do not go out with short purchase on today.
No.
Would you be wearing your short britches if you were here?
No, because it's a different protest up there.
Oh, okay.
You have to be really out of your mind to live there, number one. But down here, where it was 34 this morning, short pants on. All right?
What? Brought to you. Pretty darn cold,
sounds
too.
Sounds like Cousin Eddie. You wouldn't be wearing no short pants.
This is not Cousin It.
Yeah.
Brought to you as a service for Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. As I said before, if you're traveling south and east right now, looking at the camera here at Hartford Road, the traffic going south and east right there, the sun is right on the top of the tree line now, and it's right in your face. And you know, with all that snow and all that glare, you're going to be somewhere, if you don't have your sunglasses on, you're going to be blinded to a point. So anybody south and east, be prepared. That sun glare is going to be a problem. Everybody's in good shape. There's no rush hour. The major roadways are all fine. The crews now are concentrating on the secondary roads and the back roads and the neighborhood streets. There have been some areas, we were just talking, where there may be a little defrosting on some of the ramps where they salted, and that turns into ice, so we have to watch for that. Now we're starting to see like three or four different reports of water main breaks with the temperatures like it is. That will be the next big concern for the local traffic in the area. Winter driving, very hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie check everything, your battery, antifreeze, tires, belts, hoses, and thermostats. He's back open today. He's right there now, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, icy and cold for the next several days. Highs in the 20s, lows in the single digits all the way through Saturday. Right now it's 16 and partly cloudy in Stephensville, 9 and mostly sunny in downtown Baltimore. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got WCBM merchandise up for grabs today, and Tony in Pikesville is our contestant. Good morning, Tony.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
It is going well. We're trying to stay nice and toasty and warm and comfy. Hopefully you are as well. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go third.
Third. All right. Tony wants to go third. All right. Here are your stories. Good luck. Story one. Costco has quietly become the number one gold investment company in the United States. with gold trading at nearly $5,100 an ounce. Investors are looking for reduced fees and commissions, and Costco offers all of the above. Story two, the booze industry is facing an unprecedented crisis. Five of the world's largest drinks companies are collectively sitting on $22 billion worth of aged spirits they can't sell. It's the highest level of unsold inventory seen in 10 years. They basically, people are drinking less, especially younger people, due to the weed and vaping. And also the dry January has affected them. They might have to pour $22 billion in booze.
Send it to my house.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, please, send it here.
Enough to cover you
send
at least
it to,
for
Casey and Company.
2 weeks. Right. Story three, British Columbia residents are putting their own misfires on display at the Museum of Personal Failure in Vancouver. The exhibition was at the mall was dreamed up by one of the local residents who was inspired by the end of her romantic relationship, the Museum of Personal Failure. All right, story one, Costco has quietly become the number one gold investment company in the United States. Story two, booze industry may have to pour $22 billion down the drain. Or story three, the Vancouver Museum of Personal Failure. All right, we'll start with Michelle.
I'm going to say number three. Nobody wants to show their failures off. Nobody.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Chuck does it on a regular basis, but
that's nice.
That's always an exception to every rule.
That's nice. And you should be it.
Maggie.
I'm definitely going with number three. No personal failures.
Okay, Maggie, number three. Tony.
I think it's number one because people don't buy gold in huge lots like you get at Costco.
All right, Tony goes number one and chuckles.
Yeah, I think one.
All right, Chuck goes with Tony. Nobody wants the story number two. $22 billion in booze down the drain. Yeah, it's a lot of booze.
What drain is that? So I go over there.
Right?
That's one weekend at Maggie's.
You have to knock me out of the way. I'll be like,
we had no problem.
Just don't step on my tongue like the last time.
Well, I'm sorry.
We had no problem this weekend.
No, we didn't.
Oh, the ladies. It was ladies' happy hour all day long. Over
well, Sunday, we were watching the game.
We Check were watching the game. We did have a blast, I got to say.
Drug test after the show. Story three is a true story. Sorry, ladies.
Wow.
Story one is our fake news story today. So, Tony and Chuck,
all right.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Tony. Put you on hold.
I can't.
You were going to say something?
He's got bragging rights today.
Something in my throat.
Well,
excuse me?
It was from a hot dog 2 hours ago. 7:50, 10 before the hour, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Tough men awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Belair Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour, Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:51, 9 before the hour, 8 o'clock, above the top of the hour, Baltimore County. councilmen, both Republicans and Democrats, up to no good trying to vote themselves salary increases and hefty pension increases while nobody was looking. We got them. And we'll name names coming up right at the top of the hour. The skirmish that led to Saturday's fatal shooting of a agitator by Border Patrol agents in Minneapolis and response that followed was driven by a complex network of far-left organizations with a wide range of causes, according to a Fox News digital investigation. A coordinated web of encrypted chats, street alerts, and tracking of ICE abductors in a sophisticated database reviewed by Fox News Digital shows that agitators were already mobilized at the scene where 37-year-old Alex Preddy was killed minutes before any shots were fired. ICE and Border Patrol agents were there to arrest an illegal alien criminal, and Preddy and others were there outside a donut shop to meet them as part of a strategic pattern of organized interference with law enforcement operations. Over the following hours, a national network of socialist, communist, and Marxist-Leninist cells in the United States leveraged the tragic fatality into a nationwide protest operation. While grief and outrage, I think, over Preddy's death is genuine, the network's real-time rapid response used short, sensational video clips and emojis as weapons of propaganda, offering a window into the disciplined logistics, messaging, and coordination of far-left warriors fomenting insurgency-like confrontation with authorities. These signal encrypted messages, including people with ties to Tim Walz, the mayor, Jacob Fry, and other far-left elected officials in Minnesota. So, again, this they incited, they egged on, they encouraged, and these anti-ICE signal cells resulted in a fatal confrontation, and a Waltz advisor has been identified as one of the administrators of this far-left-wing network. Cash Patel at the FBI director says they are aware of them, and they are currently being investigated. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's old Two Cheeks Johnson.
Going down the aisle, no luggage.
You're now free to move about the country.
Yes, you are. The only airline that flies, Charles Whitaker.
There it is, folks. Log it.
Thank you very much. Not yet, but soon. As soon as it warms up. God only knows. The outer loop of the Beltway near the ramp at I-95 might be a spin-out accident there. We said some of these ramps could be a little bit slick and maybe some ice debris on some of those. That's reportedly is minor. There's a report now of a wreck, and I just looked. I don't see it. 795 northbound at Owings Mills Boulevard. Again, could be on the ramp. There's also a report in Randallstown of an accident at Liberty Road at Owings Mills Boulevard. I just want to remind you, just see this tractor trailer coming up the inner loop. Snow all over the roof, and that snow sometimes blows off onto the beltway. So be prepared. Every once in a while that happens. We see these big splurges of snow suddenly just fall onto the beltway. And if that hits your windshield, that would be a problem. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You know, many consider you the expert of blow-off, so I just want to make sure we got that straight.
Well, let's see. Since 745, that's about 9 shots. Good thing I'm wearing a bulletproof vest.
That's
Call
right.
me Kevlar Johnson today.
That's right. I'm Chuck, Fox 25. Weather 30 forecast, bone chilling cold, icy today. Highs in the 20s, lows single digits pretty much all week. And long sunny right now. 9 in Pasadena, and it is 7 in Forest Hill. Attorney General of Minnesota Keith Ellison is whining and suing and seeking restraining orders regarding ICE agents in Minnesota because his local crime cops and others are not getting access to the crime scene.
Superintendent Drew Evans of the BCA, another exemplary professional in our state, he is the BCA is the state's investigative agency, and it is their job to investigate crime. They have a specialized unit to investigate the use of force cases. They arrived on site after the shooting and were refused access. They then secured a judicial warrant, a warrant signed by a judge, which has never been needed before, and were still refused access. This is uncharted territory.
Yeah, well, this is rich, considering that one of the main reasons for all of this chaos is that Minnesota has refused to work with federal officials in ICE. In Ellison's world, it's fine for Minnesota to shut out the feds, but the feds aren't allowed to do the same thing to the state when they won't cooperate. So, again, look, and all of a sudden, Keith Ellison is worried about state sovereignty. Where was the Democrat concern for state sovereignty when the Biden administration shuffled millions of illegal criminal aliens into this country and into his state as well? Congressman James Comer has a possible solution, he says, to what's happening in Minnesota.
If I were President Trump, I would almost think about, okay, if the mayor and the governor are going to put our ICE officials in harm's way, and there's a chance of losing more innocent lives or whatever, then maybe go to another city and let the people of Minneapolis decide, do we want to continue to have all of these illegals? Are we going to allow our governor, attorney general, and mayor to get away with this? And I think the people of Minnesota would rebel against their leadership, because it's very clear that a majority of Americans want the criminal illegals apprehended, and that's what ICE is trying to do.
That's just a dumbass idea. Number one, the people of Minnesota are what's elected these clowns to begin with. Okay? Unfortunately, they're getting what they deserve. Sad to say. Not to say that Alex or Renee, that's not a reference to them, but it's just, it's incredible. No, that would be capitulation. That would be surrendering, and Donald Trump is never, ever going to do that. Amy Klobuchar also now has her own theory as to what happened to Alex Pretty.
He was a lawful gun owner, and that gun was in the holster, and it was removed by federal agents, and then he was shot in the back. Those things are very chilling for the people of this country.
Well, look, again, there are now widely circulating conflicting reports about how he was shot, and we're just going to have to wait. The DHS, FBI are investigating whether Alex Pretty's gun accidentally discharged. One theory is that ICE agents or Border Patrol agents removing the gun. That Sig Sauer apparently has got a history of accidentally firing if it's dropped. It's all being investigated right now. So we don't know. We're going to have to wait. I know that's a novel concept for many in the propaganda machine of the Democrat Party. Let's wait for the investigation to fully come out. One thing I did hear is that DHS agents had their body cams on during the fatal shooting, so that is going to help uncover a lot of this, whether this was an accidental discharge or whether this was he got a hold of his gun and was going to use it. So we don't know yet. We're going to have to wait for the full investigation. And a DHS spokesperson denies that Bovina has relieved from duty, has been reassigned back to whence he came in California, and Tom Holman is now on the ground. He'll be the principal spokesperson for the president and that part of Minnesota. Best of Casey and Company, available each and every day at WCBM.com, on our Facebook pages and Rumble pages as well, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Coming up next, Baltimore County Council, both parties, up to some hijinks. We'll explain.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Baltimore.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Amid the turmoil in Minneapolis, President Trump is placing his border czar in charge of the immigration enforcement operation there. Tom Homan takes over from Border Patrol Commander Greg Vivino. Yesterday, the president spoke with Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey. With bone-chilling cold having moved in, all of the snow dumped by this week's massive winter storm isn't going anywhere. And then there's all that ice that brought down tree limbs and power lines. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says utility crews are still working to get the lights back on for all.
The good news is the public worked with us. They stayed off the roads to give PennDOT an opportunity to get out and clear the roads. And so we really want to thank the public. I'd also note that one of the things we worry about in storms like this, particularly where there's some icing and in the back half of the storm we get some sleet and freezing rain, we worry a lot about power outages.
The audio from WPVI-TV. NATO Secretary General says there is no doubt about it. Europe needs the U.S. to help defend itself.
Mark Rutte Monday speaking to European Union lawmakers in Brussels.
If anyone thinks here, again, that the European Union or Europe as a whole can defend itself without the U.S., keep on dreaming. You can't. We count. We need each other.
He told them Europe would need to more than double its military spending to become autonomous in security terms.
If you really want to go it alone, and those of you who are planning for that, forget that you can ever get there with 5%. It will be 10%. You have to build up your own nuclear capability. That costs billions and billions of euros.
Rutte says if there were a break with the U.S.
Hey, good luck.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Stock futures mixed on Wall Street. The Dow futures down 254 points. NASDAQ futures up 151. This is SRN News.
This President's Day, Pure Talk is honoring Jackson and Lincoln by offering unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month. Meanwhile, Big Wireless is honoring Benjamin Franklin by charging families hundreds of dollars for the same 5G service. What's up with that? Ben Franklin wasn't even a president. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be in business with an American wireless company that supports our vets in a big way and keeps all their customer service in this country. That's important. And you'll be on the same towers the big carriers use, so you'll get the same 5G service without the inflated price. So hang on to your Benjamins and switch to Pure Talk for a Jackson and a Lincoln. No contract, no hidden fees. Dial #250, say Mike Rowe, and you'll get 50% off your first month when you switch. That's #250, Mike Rowe, for an American wireless company that is truly unprecedented.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 8:03. Here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority and, of course, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's an active fire call in the city. Equipment has just arrived. Monroe Street at Eagle Street. So that's just a block south of Wilkins Avenue. And it's an active fire call. They have some smoke coming out of the roof of a dwelling at that location. So they're queuing up there. And that's going to be a problem over on the southwest side. This report of an accident on the Beltway on the outer loop at I-95. I'm looking at the camera, which is south of Wilkins Avenue down towards Southwestern Boulevard. I'm not seeing any impact, but the report from the scene said that the right side of the roadway was affected. There's some bright sunshine there as well. So heads up if you're going south on the Beltway between Wilkins Avenue and the 95 ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off icy on your Tuesday morning. Weather alert still for the frigid conditions. Wind chill numbers near zero. As we head toward the afternoon, plenty of sunshine, not as much wind, and highs in the 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
It's 12 degrees in Edgemere and 11 in Joppatown. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The past storm is resulting in more closures. All Baltimore City public schools will be closed today, as well as the central office, because of ongoing cleanup from the storm. Baltimore County says government offices will be closed because of hazardous road conditions. And the liberal leave policy is in effect for all non-essential state workers starting at 10 a.m. today. In addition, Aberdeen Proving Ground closed. Anne Arundel County schools are closed today and tomorrow. Anne Arundel County District Court closed today, and Carroll Community College opens at 11 a.m. Carroll County Government Ops begin at 10 a.m., and the Health Department opens at 10 a.m. Carroll County schools are closed. CCBC, all campuses are closed. Cecil County schools closed today. Harford County Government opens at 10 a.m. Harford County schools closed. McDaniel College opens at 12 noon. McDonough School is closed. Stevenson University closed. Towson University, along with their Northeast campus, both are closed. UMBC is closed today, and University of Baltimore closed today. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 917, the pick four, 4753. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
Need smarter office IT, print and marketing solutions? Explore DOCO's multifunction printers, Toshiba, Epson, Canon, Kyocera, and so much more to help your business needs run and grow. Serving Bel Air and Hunt Valley. Learn more at mydoco.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Frontin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Ravens offensive coordinator search continues under new head coach Jesse Minter, who will be in Baltimore this Thursday to meet the media. Frontrunners, as you know, Cliff Kingsbury, formerly of the Commanders, and the Bills, Joe Brady. Yesterday, Baltimore requesting an interview with Bears offensive coordinator Declan Doyle, who worked under first-year head coach Ben Johnson in Chicago. And Lions wide receiver coach Scotty Montgomery, who's been on Dan Campbell's staff for 3 years, also in the mix. Montgomery previously was receivers coach at Maryland, hired by Mike Locksley in 2019. Last half hour, we heard from Oriole first baseman Pete Alonso on how he's quickly learned Baltimoreese. How about manager Craig Albernaz, a New Englander by birth, tackling this one from a fan?
You were talking about food. You haven't really experienced too much, but so far, lobster or crab cake?
Thanks for your question. Good question.
Crab cakes and football, that's what Maryland does.
Just can't wait for that Ain't the Beer Cold reference coming up soon. And finally, hopeful note from the world of Hollywood / the NFL. Quentin Aaron, who played Michael Orr in the movie Blindside, was put on life support after a severe blood infection. This from his wife, Margarita, who updated his condition yesterday. He opened his eyes and has some feelings in his foot. He's still on life support, but going through some tests. The 41-year-old was taken to an Atlanta hospital after his leg suddenly stopped functioning while he was walking up the stairs in his apartment, causing him to collapse. All of this a couple of months after the actor had lost 200 pounds. Coming up in 30 minutes, a former Raven and Charger speaks highly of Jesse Minter. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Welcome back. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCVM-680. Imagine where we'd be without fossil fuels today. Imagine if there were no natural gas or oil or coal. Imagine we'd all be freezing to death, literally. All right, we would have we'd be deforesting half of our forest to be able to burn wood to stay warm, like our ancestors did. Just incredible. All right, speaking of burning, people are burning up about what's happening. Baltimore County Council, let's get right to it. County councilmen boosting their pensions, these are both parties, folks. We'll start first with Izzy Patoka, the Democrat who wants to be the county executive. Bill 4724 made the scheme to increase their salaries and their pensions potentially lucrative. Introduced by Patoka, the bill placed a charter amendment on the ballot for approval by voters in 24, increasing the size of the council from 7 to 9 members. And people said, oh, that's great, that's wonderful, we have more representation in Baltimore, yay. But what it also did, it changed amendment changed the wording of membership in the council would be considered a full-time position for the purpose of determining compensation. Bingo. Because basically, if you're on the county council, you have a full-time job already. County council is like a part-time gig, okay? But now, of course, you would be, it's still a part-time gig, but you're paid full-time money. And in some cases, we're talking about doubling the salaries. For instance, the county executive would go from $190,000 to $210,000. County council chair from $77,000 to $150,000. County council members, $70,000 to $140,000. Almost doubling their pay for part-time work. That's Izzy Patoka. And he knew that when he put it, they got it on the ballot in November of 2024. Question A. Before the amendment, there was nothing in the charter referring to part-time or full-time status of a council member. And that and he knew that. That was done by design. That's Izzy Patoka. That is just, that's weasel-type material. Okay? Then there's Republican Wade Katch. All right? Wade Katch, Bill 4024. This bill is basically it's a scheme by incumbent lawmakers to boost their pensions. It's a pension grab. First it was 4724, this is 4024. The scheme was crafted to allow current members to use the dramatic increases in council salaries recommended by the Pension Advisory Board for purposes of calculating their pensions, even if they leave office before the salary increase takes effect. The pension windfalls, according to the Baltimore Brew, would be eye-popping. I just went over some of the numbers. 78-year-old Republican Wade Katch, who allegedly is retiring, not seeking re-election, on his way out the door, he gifted himself. Isn't that nice of Wade, a Republican? So he's going to retire, and he would have retired at $41,400. But now, thanks to Wade's bill and Izzy Patoka's bill, Wade will retire at $84,000, a 103% jump for his 12 years of service on the county council. So, folks, there's nothing worse than politicians on both sides of the aisle voting themselves salary increases, pension increases, ingratiation. These are pigs feeding at the trough. 8:13, traffic weather on the threes. Like to know your thoughts? Give us a call.
I wish it wouldn't come to me after that. Because I get it. I get the subliminal message.
And it was, I swear, it was largely unintended.
Oh, blow it out your ear. And I'm cleaning that up. Tell me that crap. Just, you're still whining because you had to come in today.
Oh, I was looking to come in. I don't like being housebound.
I didn't want to be in. Okay. The Arrow of the Beltway at the Southwestern Boulevard 95. We had a little backup here. There was a wreck on the outer loop at 95 as you're moving down the southwest side. It looks like now they may have it off to the side. The backup was easing. But here's the problem. As you're coming right through there, the sunshine and the glare from the snow blinding right now. So if you're heading towards that wreck, you really have to back it down once you get south of Wilkins Avenue. And again, you might want to stay to the center and the left just to make sure they were working on that accident on the right side of the roadway. Took a look at the JFX. Very nice. And again, there's no rush hour today. Everybody from Ruxton Road through downtown looks good. The roadway is pretty much dry right now. And that's an active fire call in the city. And they're staging right there at Monroe Street, at Eagle Street. That's on Monroe Street, just a block south of Wilkins Avenue over on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast: cold, icy, continues, 20s for the high, single digits for the low all the way through Saturday. Right now we're 9 and sunny in Severn, and it's 8 under sunny skies in Reisterstown. And time once again for, our America 250 celebration from the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner. The national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. And I thought today, a different version, one I heard during the NFC Championship game this past Sunday by country music performer Zach Topp.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red bursting in air gave proof
that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave, o'er the land of the free, and the home of the brave.
Sends chills right up your spine, doesn't it, for the semi-quincentennial? I mean, it's just incredible what it does there. All right, that's Zach Topp, country music performer. On this day in history, 1785, the first public university in the United States was founded as the University of Georgia. Tragedy struck our space program on this day in 1967. U.S. astronauts Gus Grissom, Ed White, and Roger Chaffee died in a fire aboard the Apollo 1 spacecraft during a launch simulation at Florida's Kennedy Space Center. On this day, 1973, the U.S. and North Vietnam signed a ceasefire agreement following lengthy Paris talks between U.S. National Security Advisor Henry Kissinger and Vietnamese negotiator Lee Duc Tho. And the same day, the U.S. announced an end to the military draft, although the U.S. combat mission officially ended in 1973, Vietnam War would not be over until April of 1975. 1987, U.S. President Reagan acknowledged mistakes, accepted responsibility in the Iran-Contra arms scandal. And on this day in 1998, in his State of the Union address, President Bill Clinton hailed the fact that the federal government would have a balanced budget in 1990, the first in 30 years. And I remember the headline in the newspaper the next day said, "The era of big government is over." Boy, we were never more wrong on that one. 2017, President Trump signed his first executive order banning travel to the U.S. for people from seven mostly Muslim countries, prompting some protests, multiple lawsuits, and it's been ongoing ever since. And that's a look at America 250. Brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100. Make that dream a reality.
WCVM, Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're looking for a reason to smile again, visit the Smile Design Center in Lutherville. Dr. Lairfield will provide exceptional care with comfortable, friendly, chairside manner. They're using the latest technology, 3D printing, digital scanners, and lasers to make your dental experience faster, easier, and more precise. From simple cleanings to full smile makeovers, they handle all phases of dentistry so you can get your smile back in just a few visits. Call Nicole at the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and visit smiledesigndoctor.com. Mention WCBM for a first patient special offer.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Yeah, and coming up, we got your calls and comments. A lot of folks want to weigh in on the Baltimore County voting itself, pay raises. Marty reminds me that on Wade Katch's behalf, he had pensions from Baltimore County schools and the Maryland legislature. And look, I'm not begrudging somebody their pensions if they did public service and they actually did the time. Look, you're entitled to that. I'm not saying that he shouldn't have a pension. What I am saying is that knowing that you're retiring, knowing that on the way out the door, you sneak this bill in to vote yourself a massive pension increase, that to me is not, that's I think, defrauding the public. And I think that's just terrible. We'll hear from Julian Jones, and we have some other folks who want to weigh in on this as well. So stay with us here on Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Brian, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Just heard from Firefighter John. Morning, Sean. With 31 years in the fire department, I'm looking at around $71,000 pension. After putting my life on the line and tearing up my mind and body dealing with the stuff we see. This guy was a part-time councilman and is going to get $80,000 pension after 12 years of part-time work? Should be criminal. Firefighter John has weighed in. Yeah, it's almost as if you didn't go in to serve the public, you went in to serve yourself. That is just outrageous. Steve says, Izzy Patoka is my rep. Sadly, he no longer represents his constituents. The first I realized this is when he came out with legislation to protect illegal aliens. Now he wants a pay raise and increased pension for a part-time job. Not a bad gig, but he has lost my vote. All right, more reaction coming in on the controversial, fierce backlash to Baltimore County Council wanting to vote itself more money. In a salary and pension scheme grab. 8:23. Traffic and weather on the threes now with the update. Here is the king of all traffic. And again, I don't mean anything when I say scheme grab or, you know, and Chuck Whitaker.
Let me just announce now I'll be running for an office in that county very soon. I'll be an absentee candidate, right. But that'll be all right.
That's all right.
If they can scheme it, I can scheme it.
You're right.
The overpass here at 95, Russell Street 395, all the ramps are good. The roadway conditions now are dry, which is very nice considering that it's freezing. But there's some areas that, you know, will still have a little bit of ice. All these secondary roads, you know, all this stuff is hard to move. And like Firefighter John said, he just rode in, said a lot of people are shoveling. They're throwing the snow out in the middle of the street. So it kind of defeats the purpose. You know, because the plows may not come back for a while, so all that stuff is just going to freeze. And like you said earlier, Sean, then you have an iceberg in the middle of the street.
It's crazy. I had to dodge two or three of them this morning on the way to work.
Yeah. I mean, you know, put it up on the grass or something, but you can't throw it out.
Oh, that means you'd have to carry it an extra 6 feet. I don't know if people are able to do that.
Well, you know, okay. Right. Remember, how about in the days when they used to put trash cans out to protect their parking space?
Well, the mayor got all incensed about that on Friday. He said he was going to go after people that put the trash cans and the chairs and the brooms instead of trying to save their parking spot.
Now he's got somebody to park his. What the hell does he care?
He takes up like three spots.
He ain't one of the people. Sheesh. Okay. Back on the Beltway again. Outer loop towards Wilkins Avenue had a wreck there that at one point was still crowding the right side of the roadway. Right now, coming south of Wilkins Avenue, it's okay. But we mentioned before, anywhere you're going south and east right now, bright sunshine and snow glare is definitely a problem. City fire units out there, bless their hearts, are working in the cold Monroe Street at Wilkins Avenue over on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, bold and cold. That's what it is today. Icy 20s for the high, single digits for the low. And right now, of course, it's just bone-chilling cold here this morning and for the rest of the week. And maybe until next Tuesday or so is what we understand. So hang in there. Stay comfy and warm. Right now, 12 degrees in Annapolis under sunny skies. And it is nice and warm, 20 in Ocean City. It's all relative, right? 8:25, let's go to the phones here. We got Dennis in Edgemere. Good morning, Dennis.
Yeah, it's a big one. I drank 2 6-packs, and I went out to look for a bobcat.
Okay. Thanks for that. That may have been just during a 6-pack a game on Sunday. Not quite sure where that one was going, but appreciate the call. Anyway, Dave in Harford County. Good morning, Dave.
Hey,
Sean, how you been? It's been a long time.
Thank you, sir. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I'd like to comment on what the county council is doing. It just proves my point that a lot of the politicians are self-serving. They really are. They're not in there for really the people, but for themselves, you know? And it's just...
Here's a guy, and I just think that you're retiring, and out the door, you basically, I think what happens is you besmirch your entire public service when you do something like that, trying to vote yourself pay raises and pension increases.
Yeah, I live in Harford County for some time now with my brother, because I'm disabled, but Baltimore County government has been, I hate to say it, been corrupt for a long, long time.
Yeah, that's what happens.
It just doesn't change.
Yep, and you're right. The county executive and in the past has been embattled and troubled and controversial. Now we have it trickling down to county council. Dave, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening. Let's get another call here from JC in Lock Raven. Good morning, JC.
Good morning, Sean. It is this is another example of the government. It's like the government's purpose is to perpetuate itself, and it becomes its own little bubble. My goodness, this guy's going to get his pension or whatever, and he's going to disappear. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. He's going to get what he can get. Okay, if it'd be great to find somebody on either side of the aisle with some true integrity. You know, and anyway, one last point, Sean. I really appreciate talk radio because we hear some of these stories, and you just want to stand on the rooftops and say, WTF.
Yeah.
And the radio, it's sort of a valve, a release valve, and I appreciate that very much, and it's great to hear what people have to say about all of this, and I can just only hope that, more people kind of get involved and start writing letters and making phone calls. And, we're Americans. We're Americans.
Right.
Our ancestors were living in log cabins in this kind of weather 200 years ago. And we're moaning about it. And it is tough. Yeah, it is tough. But so are we. Come on, man.
Well,
we can stand up straight, shoulders back, take a deep breath, people. And let's do some good in the world. And pay attention to what these people are doing and what they're saying.
And good point.
If it doesn't line up with the American ideal, let's at least talk about it. And, these people aren't supposed to be there forever. It is supposed to be a part-time job. And you're supposed to move on. You're not supposed to milk this system. Supposed to speak for the people, but the people don't care, Sean.
I agree. I think anybody that in fact, there's a rule in Congress they can't vote themselves a pay increase. It would only be for the next congressional delegation, but even that has been bastardized and manipulated over the years. JC, thanks for the call. I'm glad we can be the relief valve from anyone. Well, actually, talk radio is the original OG social media. Just FYI. 8:30, time for your latest news headlines, and here's the original OG news lady.
Ooh, thank you.
Maggie Hunter.
We're brought to you by Audiology Associates. The winter storm is resulting in more closures. All Baltimore City public schools and Baltimore County will be closed today, as well as the central office because of ongoing cleanup from the storm. The county says government offices will be closed in Baltimore County because of hazardous road conditions. And the liberal leave policy is in effect for all non-essential state workers starting at 10 a.m. In addition, Aberdeen Proving Ground closed. Anne Arundel County schools are closed today and tomorrow. The district court in Anne Arundel County is closed today, along with government offices and circuit court. Carroll Community College opens at 11 a.m. Carroll County government ops begin at 10 a.m. and the health department in Carroll County opens at 10 a.m. Carroll County schools are closed. CCBC, all campuses closed. Cecil County schools are closed today. Harford County government opens at 10 a.m. and all Harford County schools are closed. Maryland State Government opens at 10 a.m. Liberal leave in effect until end of day shift. McDaniel College opens at 12 noon. Donna School is closed, Stevenson University closed, Towson University, along with their Northeast campus, also closed. UMBC closed today. University of Baltimore closed today as well. BGE says about 1,000 customers lost power during the recent snowstorm. BGE serves about 1.2 million people. They said they were proud of their performance and added increased charges have allowed the utility company to improve infrastructure for these types of moments. Across the country, more than 1 million Americans lost power. Maryland in general had some of the fewest power outages in the region, with just 280, according to PowerOutage.com. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Another new problem on the interstate, this time in Howard County. The wreck is southbound I-95, just as you're crossing into Howard County, south of the airport, south of the Patapsco River Bridge, and right where 895, the Old Harbor Tunnel, crosses over, and before you get to Montgomery Road. There is some lane blockage there, looking at the backup southbound, and it's starting to crawl a little bit by the scene. I see traffic moving down at Montgomery Road, so we are getting some lanes by, but there is a backup. Heads up for that if you're traveling south on 95, south of the Beltway and down through Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off icy on your Tuesday morning, weather alert still for the frigid conditions, wind chill numbers near zero. As we head toward the afternoon, plenty of sunshine, not as much wind, and highs in the 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
835 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Who better than former Raven and Charger safety Eric Weddle to talk about Jesse Minter? Weddle having played for Minter in Baltimore and coaching alongside him in L.A., extolling the virtues of both Mike McDonald and Jesse Minter.
I love Mike, and I love, man, what he's done in 2 years. Talk about a rock star. I knew that when he was an assistant to the assistant secondary my first year in Baltimore. Knew he was going to be, he was a star in the making. How about this? I had Mike and Jesse as like assistant assistants in Baltimore my 3 years there, and look at what they're doing. Is really awesome. A testament to them, and really a big support of those guys.
Meanwhile, this from former Ravens receiver Willie Snead, who played here when Minter was defensive backs coach in Baltimore.
When you look for somebody's replacement, right, you want to look for somebody who knows the culture. And I think Jesse was there, especially during my time. You know, he just, he embodied what it meant to be a Raven. And he you know, as a coach, he pushed guys. You know, I always talked to him for, a long time because he was working with the DBs as an assistant DBs coach, and he was always, you know, asking me questions and just asking how I ran routes and how I knew, you know, what coverages and everything like that. And
baseball news with pitchers and catchers reporting to Sarasota as early as February 10th. Fewer options now remain for the Orioles. In terms of acquiring an ace for the upcoming season, Framber Valdez is the top free agent pitcher available. Cost would be high. 43-year-old Justin Verlander has been linked to Baltimore. Former Red Sox starter Lucas Giolito is also out there, but the right-hander has been more closely linked to the Tigers, Yankees, and Padres. Meanwhile, new Oriole first baseman Pete Alonso, extremely extremely optimistic about the birds in 2026.
I've had so many, I'll call them ball talks with Craig and the guys, and I really love their vision. I love the process behind things.
A couple of minor league deals for former MLB names, both with Baltimore connections. The Angels have agreed to a minor league deal with Trey Mancini, who last played in the majors in 2023, and the Cubs have signed former Oriole outfielder Dylan Carlson to a minor league deal. Happy birthday today to Baltimore's very own Brian Godfrey, two-time winner of the French Open doubles championships, is 74 years old today. Began playing tennis at the age of 5 in Baltimore, became a world-renowned professional tennis player, winning 25 singles titles, 54 doubles titles. Also, happy birthday today to former Ravens place kicker Matt Stover, turning 58 years old. On this day in sports history, we take you back to 1894, the first college basketball game ever played. The University of Chicago beat the Chicago YMCA. Should have had that music, Sean. 1911 was the final. The time now is 8:37 when we return, literally eating your own words.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA.
Sean, I hope you nor I never get ourselves into this situation. Mm-hmm. I know you're
It's more likely you will, but go ahead.
Yeah, definitely. I know you're not following the LA Clippers, right?
No.
And I'm not either. And one of the reasons why I wasn't was they're so bad. But now they're not bad. Now they've won 15 out of the last 18 games. Well, it just so happened that 3 weeks ago, before all this happened, a LA Clipper blogger by the name of Robert Flom, spelled F-L-O-M, went on his blog and said, this is after their coach said, we're going to do it. We're coming back. He says, if they go 15, he said, we're winning 15 of our next 18 games. He said, if they go 15-3 over the next 18 games, I will literally eat the paper that I'm writing this on right now. Well, wouldn't you know it, the Clippers went 15-3 in their next 18 games, according to their head coach, just like he said. And Robert Flom, the blogger, last night on his podcast, on camera, took that piece of paper and ate it, tore it in little bits and ate it.
At least he delivered. My former colleague, may he rest in peace, Thomas Aquinas Marr, when they were talking about building the stadia downtown, the new one, at Oriole Park at Camden Yards, he was so opposed to it because of the eminent domain and the tax dollars and so on and so forth, that he said, if this thing ever gets built, I will push a peanut with my nose across Charles Street.
Never happened.
He said something about we couldn't find a big enough peanut or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, that's what he said. Okay. That's a way to get out of it.
All right, Gary. Thanks so much. 8:39. On this Baltimore County, there's two more things, then we'll get to your calls and comments and your texts that I think it's important that you should know. One is, on the very day the council passed Wade Katch's bill, Bill 4024. That's the one that increased the salaries and the pensions. Patoka introduced his bill, 4724, on June 3rd of 2024. That's the one that changed it from part time to full time, et cetera. So now, I don't believe in coincidences. I have no proof whatsoever that Katch and Patoka discussed the substance and sequence of these bills, but I do not believe in coincidences. Had the order of the bills been reversed, had Bill 4724, if it was considered first, county residents and the media may have caught on to the fact that if the charter amendment proposed by Bill 4724 resulted in dramatic salary increases for future council members, Bill 4024 would produce a pension windfall for current members of the council who left office at the end of the term. And I know that's an if. But that's the way it should have happened. But this was a lawful con job, says the author of the story at Baltimore Brew. And a great piece, by the way, if you want to read it. And that's by David Plymire at the Baltimore Brew. The Maryland Constitution prohibits the compensation of a council member from being increased during his term of office. The law is less clear on increasing their compensation deferred until after a council member leaves office, that is, a pension. So that's exactly what it did. Bill 4024 allowed incumbent council members who leave office at the end of 2026 to go indirectly, to do indirectly what they're banned from doing directly by the Constitution. Receive the benefit of a major salary increase that by law they can't apply to themselves. And this puts six incumbent members of the council in position of being able to retire at the end of this year with a hefty pension increase. Now, two are going to take advantage of that. Wade Katch, obviously the author of the bill, and Todd Crandall, who's battling some personal demons, and he'll indirectly benefit from those personal but only one council member voted against. That would be Democrat Mike Ertel. He's the only one who voted against Bill 4024. For instance, Republican Councilman David Marks, who's been on the council for 16 years, he voted basically to give himself an increase. Wait for it. His pension goes from $48,000 to $98,000. And every single Republican voted for it. Katch, Crandall, Marks. The only solution here is to repeal Bill 4024 by changing the law back to where it was before it was enacted. And good luck with that. Let's go to Tom in Parkville. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. Thank you for bringing this up. To your point, yes, Izzy Patoka, Mike Ertel have introduced a bill to repeal. Now, yeah, like you said, good luck with that. Okay, so that's the first thing. And besides, it must be an election year. I mean, why else, right? But here's the thing, and I've had that conversation with David Marks. Well, I work so hard. Well, is he going to quit his part-time teaching job? You know, if he works that hard, he can't possibly have time for that. And the fact that he voted for this boondoggle to begin with is, and by the way, I'll say this. He committed originally to only run for like two or three terms. Well, how's that working out? All right, so I'm not thrilled with this. I don't. This just might be a show pony, and that might be all it is. But it has been introduced, and kudos to my own councilman Ertel for not voting for it to begin with.
Right,
it never should have happened.
Well, he's the only one, but that's doing the right thing when nobody's looking. Number two, now that everybody's looking, it's easy to get some votes. We'll see if. And we got, maybe we'll play a clip here from Julian Jones in a minute. But Tom, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. See, he kind of was all over the map in this, spinning this. Fox 45 caught up with him. It's 8:43. Traffic, weather on the freeze. Once again, now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, direct on 95 South, looking at it live here where we finally got a good look at it. The fire department there is on the right side in Howard County. You're coming down from the Beltway. You cross the airport cutoff. You cross the Patapsco River Bridge. And when you get there, you need to be to the center and the left-hand lane. If you're coming down 895 from the Harbor Tunnel Thruway, that ramp where it comes on to 95, you're clear. You got a free roll and going right by the accident scene. But the traffic on 95 will back up towards the area of the Patapsco River Bridge, trying to stay to the center and the left as you're going by. After that, towards Montgomery Road down to 175, much better travel through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cold and icy continues, 20s for the high, single digits for the lows all the way through Saturday. So that's what we're looking at. 11 degrees under sunny skies in Baltimore City. It is a balmy 16 in Stevensville on the Eastern Shore. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
A group of high schoolers in Virginia fix up old cars and give them to single moms who are in need. They've done it for 8 years and donate around 5 cars per year. Here's their student Tyler Shelton, his teacher Shane Robertson, and Edie Brown of the nonprofit group Giving Words.
When you walk into this automotive lab, it's a showcase of lifelong learning. Students, hands-on learning skills that's going to go for a lifetime, and not only to help themselves, but help others as well.
We just gave away another SUV to a single mom.
So they give tons of cars away to single moms. They sometimes give cars away to students. The last one we did, we roll up the garage door, and like the moment of surprise, like You have to be there to see it.
That student's working on that car, and he's putting forth all that effort. But he doesn't know the emotion that's going to come when he sees that mom come in tears.
Giving something that someone needs, it feels good.
Oh, what a great idea. You know, they even do shop anymore in high schools. When I was growing up, shop was a big thing. At least you learned some basic mechanical skills. You could figure out if you were had the aptitude for it or not. But who knows? I doubt they do shop anymore. And what a great way. I mean, here you shop. You're learning how to fix things, learning how to fix cars. And then when, once you fix an old beat-up jalopy, that's a Joe Biden word, then you can... then you can give it to somebody who's in need. I just think it's a great idea. And that's our Feel Good News segment, brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
You know, and I got an excellent text here, email, I'm sorry, from Jim in the Outer Banks. He says, while a sitting Congress can't vote themselves a pay raise, they do, in fact, do that. What is the reelection rate? 80%+ for incumbents? It's got to be. So that should, you know, whether it's at the federal level or whether it's the county level, no elected official should ever be allowed to vote themselves a raise. That should be left up to the voters. And it should be clearly delineated and transparent and not buried in some other thing. Oh, we're going to expand the council from 7 to 9. That's such a good thing. You could get more representation from us here on the county council. Oh, by the way, we're going to full-time. Because that's exactly what Izzy Patoka did. Okay? And Wade Catch. Unreal. Let's go to Taz and Glen Burnie. Good morning, Taz. Hello, Taz. Taz could not hang or fell out of the cell. Give us a call back. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And then look, and what creates this is this one-party dominance. The Democrats have dominated this state now for a long, long time. Even though we've had the occasional Republican governor lock down Larry Bob Ehrlich, et cetera. But Bob Ehrlich only had one term. Lockdown Larry lost himself as King Hogan with the COVID nonsense. And so even the Republican governors that we have been, especially the last one, largely ineffective. And Bob Ehrlich, he basically had 2 years to get whatever he had done. He was put on notice by Uncle Tom. Remember him? Thomas Mike Miller? Basically told the governor that you got 2 years to get what you want, and after that we're not giving you a squat. And that's what happened, exactly. So when you have a party that dominant, that they, you know, I think it's corrupt as corrupt can be, what does that do to the minority party? Well, it basically depresses them, and they just scramble whatever we can get. We're going to get fed crumbs. But these are the crumbs, Wade Catch, David Marks, Todd Crandall, voting themselves a pension increase, knowing, well, Catch's example, he was out the door anyway. So that is really, I think, complicit. And as one of our listeners put it in a text to me just moments ago, and I think because I had the same kind of sentiments regarding this, and this was Dan, pigs feeding at the trough, and the slop they stuff themselves with is the citizens' wages. They have zero integrity or shame. Right about that. Doesn't matter what the party is. A lot of homeowners have done everything right. They work, they save, they retire. The mortgage payment worked when they were working, and it even worked early in retirement, and over time, things change, right? The payment might be the same, but everything else costs more, leaving less to work with each month. And Mark McVeary has spent more than 30 years helping homeowners sort through these kinds of situations. He starts by listening. He's a great listener. And he understands what has changed and what you're trying to accomplish even before talking about any of the possible or potential solutions. Now, sometimes a reverse mortgage is the answer. It's appropriate. Sometimes it's not. The goal is to understand what makes sense for your situation. That's where Mark really shines. And Mark is just a great guy, and honest as the day is long. And if housing costs are starting to feel tight, I want you to call him and tell him I told you to call. 410-788-7070. That number again, 410-788-7070. Mark McVeary, the Reverse Mortgage Answer Man.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Julian Jones was caught. Jessica Babb of Fox 45 caught up with Julian and regarding the pay increases for Baltimore County Council members.
I never thought that we should have mixed the two. I never thought that changing the salary calculations to full-time, even though the position is still part-time, was a good idea. And I never thought it should have been in that ballot initiative. And at the end of the day, I didn't vote for the bill.
But don't you think the legislation that you put forth a few years ago related to pensions, and then also the bill sponsored by Councilman Ketch previously that you also voted for, paves the way for this to happen?
Not so much, because the big part was changing it from part-time to full-time. In other words, those other things are little tweaks, like going from, say, 65% to 70%, or...
Councilman Ketch's bill was a minor tweak?
Well, Councilman Ketch's, you know, to be quite frank, I've been on the council for 12 years. I've received one raise. One cost of living adjustment, one raise in 12 years. So his thing was, this is not the way the General Assembly does it. So the General Assembly do it this way. So that's why I voted for that.
Yeah. So like, here's what he's claiming. He voted for 4024, the catch bill, on the increased salaries and pensions, but voted against 4724, changing it from part-time to full-time. But what Julian Jones, who wants to be your next county executive, did not tell you is that he knows once it gets on the ballot, as it did question A, he knows it's basically a slam dunk. Boy, you talk about slimy and slippery. Ugh. 8:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here's the king, Chuck Whitaker.
Should be catch and release.
Yeah.
Release them all. Get them out of here. The southbound side of 95, the fire department now has left the scene of the wreck right here just after the Howard County and the Baltimore County line. So that area now is getting better, and the backup is easing. It was backed up for about 25 minutes or so through the area, but now you should be okay going south from the airport cutoff and eventually down into the area at Route 175. Nothing major. All the major highways are good. The roadways have even dried out, so that makes things even better. So now the crews will be concentrating on the secondary roads and the neighborhood streets and the back roads. Not completely out of the woods. We have water main breaks to deal with, and there will be some ice in different areas, so you have to be prepared even through the midday for that. We'll come back tomorrow and see what we do with the rush hour then. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cold, icy, 20s for the high, single digits for the low. It is so cold. How cold is it? It's so cold that Kim Klasick is escaping to Florida just for one day. Just for one day.
Yeah, caught me.
Morning, Kim.
Good morning. Oh, man. Well, they had a speaker that canceled last minute. And so, of course, I said, fine, you know, because the kid, Alex Fabi, he used to work on my campaign. I said, I'll be down there. Well, meanwhile, I looked at the weather, Sean, And today it's like 80, you know, tomorrow not so much, 67 degrees.
All right, that's still.
So I go down and it's chilly.
Yeah, but it's much warmer than here.
It is much warmer. Yeah. But, you know, all last week they had 70, high 70s, 80s, and so I won't see that weather.
Right.
But it's okay. I'm only down there for like 6 hours and then I'm right back here. Again, I just, today we're going to talk about obviously what's going on in Minnesota. I think that there are a lot of Republicans, Sean, that seem to forget that a lot of this chaos is because of the fraud and the scandal in Minnesota. That's what I'm starting to get when I'm looking at people talking about this online.
I think that's why they're getting so much pushback. Isn't so much for ICE,
yeah,
but it's because of what is being uncovered at the highest level of the Democrat Party in Minnesota.
Right, but I don't know why Republicans are falling for it. That's the part that's getting me.
Because they might be complicit in some of it.
Maybe so. Because I don't really get it. But maybe you're right. Maybe they've got something in there. Anyways, we'll talk about that. Also, the Inspector General of Baltimore City, apparently she's got less access to documents. Mayor Brandon Scott, Monzi. That office, there's something going on there. We know this already. But I cannot wait for a true investigation into Monzi, the mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement, because I think there's a lot going on that we still don't know about.
Right.
And it's affecting the city and, of course, the taxpayers. We'll talk about that. Also, very strange, over in Ocean City, I don't know if you remember this story, Gavin Canup, he was a 14-year-old boy that was hit and run, fatally hit. And they find the guy that hit him, and he's a young man, only like 27 years old, I think, at the time, Tyler Mulliff. And he ends up going to court for this, but meanwhile, he was hiding for a while, right? And apparently, his father's a big, well-to-do kind of guy in Ocean City. Well, I just found out yesterday, WBOC reported it, that now he is not going to serve the entire, I guess he got 3 years for it because they're saying it was accidental. They don't know if he was drunk because they never found him and all this other stuff.
Right.
But now they're saying that he is now getting out on good behavior. So this guy killed the 14-year-old boy and ends up serving less than 2 years, Sean. Yeah. So we're going to talk about this because this is very, very strange. But, of course, it's a big talk on Eastern Shore.
Yeah. Welcome to Maryland, pro-criminal state.
Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah.
Kim Klasick Live
Thank
coming up
you.
Next. Thanks, Kim. We'll be tuned in. By the way, Tommy 11, last thought of the day. My good buddy says, it's so freaking cold out here. I saw Wes Moore this morning with his hands in his own pockets. Ba-dum-tish. Good job. Rescue Natural Supplements. I want to remind you that if you are struggling to get through your workday, and you've hit that afternoon crash, whether it's caused by caffeine or whether it's caused by energy drinks, whatever the reason, you need to use Rescue Orasine. Rescue Orasine is an all-natural supplement developed by a cardiologist that actually the ingredients in it can help produce and boost your ATP. That's your adenosine triphosphate. That is your absolute fuel for your cells. Every cell needs fuel to multiply, to repair, for cellular maintenance, and that's exactly what Rescue Orasine does. So you get sustainable energy all day long. Not this temporary stimulation of the sympathetic nerve system, which is what the caffeine and the energy drinks, that's what they do. That's why you crash after you get that temporary jolt from it. So Rescue Orasine right now, buy one, get one free. And all you have to do is use the code FUEL, F-U-E-L, when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, or you can order online, res-q.com, res-q.com. And tell them that I told you to call. Stay tuned for Kim coming up next. We're back tomorrow morning bright and early at 6 a.m. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.